control where my kids go online, what programs they use, when and how long. I just click here and here. Total control. Gotta love that. Hey! I'm a PC and...
...from ever boarding that plane for Detroit. Today, the Obama administration promises a tell-all on what went wrong. We're live at the White House with CBS's Peter Mayer.
Steve, it will be a review of missed opportunities.
We know what happened. We know what didn't happen. And we know how to fix it.
National Security Advisor General James Jones told USA Today people will be shocked by failures outlined in the report. President Obama is expected to set deadlines for more air marshals, more intel analysts, and improve communications among agencies. Former NSC official Charles Kupchan looks at the fallout.
It is a systemic problem, a problem of bringing down the barriers between bureaucracies, a problem of getting the information worked over more efficiently.
And spokesman Robert Gibbs indicates this report will be as blunt as the assessment the president already gave his staff.
To use his words, we screwed up.
Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The Los Angeles Times reports border security officials got key extremist intel about the underwear bomb suspect while he was on board that plane, intending to question him when it landed in Detroit.
It appears that Customs and Border Protection information about him when he was en route didn't suggest that he was actually going to be a threat to the flight. If that had been the case, they would have likely alerted the crew. The plane would have been diverted or returned to Amsterdam. Those are protocols that are in place and that we've seen in the past.
CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate. The New York Daily News reports the top administration official who analyzes terror threats, Michael Leiter, stayed on his holiday ski vacation for several days after word of the Christmas Day incident. Yemen's deputy prime minister says the airline bomb suspect met there with a cleric linked to Al-Qaeda and the Fort Hood shooter. CBS's Tula Vlahu has more on what's been uncovered.
They found that Omar Farouk was recruited by Al-Qaeda in London. When he arrived for the second time in Yemen this past summer, Yemeni security forces had no knowledge about his ties with Al-Qaeda.
Here at home, the Arctic blast is reloading for more. CBS's Manuel Gallegos is in Claremont, Florida, where it's just below freezing.
John Arnold is doing everything he can to protect his orange and tangerine crops from the unusual bitter cold that's been settling in across the South.
Now that's cold damage, that's slush.
Arnold estimates about 1 in 5 pieces of fruit from nearly 4,000 of his trees is damaged.
We're still not finished with the winter. I mean, we've got 6 or 8 weeks to go.
And the temperature is supposed to go up about 30 more degrees today to a balmy 60. It's supposed to stay warm for a while and then be cold again for the weekend.
For years, there's been worry about cell phone use and perhaps brain tumors. Now, a researcher has found a possible health benefit.
Is that cell phone call dangerous to your health? That concern's been the focus of many studies. So when Gary Arundash's research team witnessed mice with Alzheimer's symptoms benefiting from cell phone exposure,
I thought, this is just spurious. It's going to go away.
It didn't.
7 to 9 months of exposure reversed their memory impairment and, remarkably, their brain pathology for Alzheimer's.
He believes the electromagnetic waves fight a buildup of protein plaques linked to this disease. The memories of normal mice improved, too, in this study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
It's the World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
I grew up in an all-white neighborhood.
I grew up in a diverse neighborhood.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snowplows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
60.net.
I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pissant.
Just shut up, will you? Shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
Ed Schultz says he will not run for the U.S. Senate. That's what he told Morning Joe just a few minutes ago. After yesterday, he said he'd been asked to run and was thinking about it. All right, too bad Ed didn't take my advice, but boy, how the political worm turns. Hey, good to see you today. Happy, happy Thursday. It's Thursday, January 7th. Good to have you on board here, the Bill Press Bus, as we head out from our studio on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., heading across the great United States of America with you all on board. And me at the wheel, that's pretty scary. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, who are co-drivers or
that's
co-flyers or co-pilots or whatever, is much safer.
Oh, exactly. We're more so backseat drivers, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Too much so.
Wow.
It is Thursday, January 7th. A beautiful day in Washington, D.C. Cold and crisp. But at least we don't have any snow, if not fighting the snow, like most of the country seems to be facing today. I hope you're having a good Thursday, and we are here for you to talk about the big stories of the day, bring you up to date on the latest on the healthcare front, the national security front, and get your calls at 866-55-PRESS. 866-55-77-377 on the website today. For our podcast subscribers only, a very special interview with John Nichols. Writes for the Nation magazine on journalism, does great work, and he and Bob McChesney have written a very important new book called The Death and Life of American Journalism. I had a chance to have a good extended conversation with John Nichols yesterday about what's wrong with American journalism today and what we might fix it. What he says about how to fix it might surprise you. At any rate, that exclusive interview in its entirety available for our podcast subscribers at BillPressShow.com. And if you're not already a podcast subscriber, you might want to sign up for one. In California, you know, cities do strange things sometimes, right? And in Lawndale, California, a few years ago, they actually had a new project to beautify the streets of Lawndale, California.
Sure.
And they planted in the median strip, you know, you often see different flowers there,
sure,
grasses,
sure,
or kind of whatever. They actually planted garlic plants, which, of course, flower. And now some of the people are complaining about the smell of the garlic plants. So might want to remove them. One city councilman, though, says there's a real risk in removing the garlic plants from the median strips. Here's how that came down.
About 8 years ago, the city paid millions to redevelop the main boulevard. That included planting these garlic plants.
Sniff it.
Yeah, that's the one. Hey, that's it.
Describe it.
Smells like weed. Like chronic.
Some city council members are willing to spend $35,000 of taxpayer money to remove the plants. But city councilman Jim Ramsey thinks that's absurd. In fact, he thinks the whole stinky flower issue is
a joke. Just a joke.
the only reason why we ever had garlic put in was so we could keep the vampires out of town.
Oh!
And since we have had garlic, I haven't seen one single solitary vampire in town.
No, they all moved to Hollywood.
These plants are protecting the city, and if we take them out, we may have vampires in here again.
There you go. No vampires.
Perfect sense to me.
No vampires in Lawndale, California. By the way, if you really want to go to the garlic capital of California, it's Gilroy, California. I've been there. That is the known garlic capital.
They have the big garlic festival there.
They have
right?
the big garlic festival and everything, yeah. Hey, by the way, some good news yesterday. You know, I was in a movie once. I had a speaking part in a movie called Out of Bounds, written by and produced by Richard Tuggle in 1986. I still
starring Dennis Rodman, right?
I still get residuals.
No, get out of here.
I still get residuals from that movie, 1986, because it has a life in video, right?
Sure.
And I got my latest residual check yesterday.
This is great.
I want you to know, here it is, and this is from whatever studio it is in Cover City. My check for my share of the latest residuals. Dan, you want to? You might tell people how much this check is for.
Oh my God, it's an actual check.
A whopping
$0.02.
2 cents.
It's fantastic.
It's a check.
Oh my God.
That's
this is an actual check from an actual movie studio
for
2 cents.
In Culver City, California.
Yeah.
2 cents.
2 cents.
That
is
great.
Can you imagine how much it cost to print this check, to do the calculations, to print the check, and to mail it?
To mail it alone! To
yeah.
mail it from California,
right.
Your fake movie role.
But I do want you to know, they did not take taxes out.
Oh, good.
They did not deduct my Social Security from
That's
this check.
That's fantastic.
There it is, there it is. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
There.
Wow.
I bet you never saw it. Check for 2 cents. Before.
That's really funny.
Wow.
Hey, we got lots going on here. Jane Schakowsky. Good Congresswoman from Illinois is going to be joining us in just a little bit. We'll kick off this hour with a good friend, the president of Media Matters for America, Eric Burns. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news on this Thursday. Jenny Craig has a new spokesman, former Seinfeld star Jason Alexander.
He played George.
He's the new face of the weight loss company. He says he wants to lose 30 to 40 pounds.
No, he's a little tubby, but he's not that tubby.
Well, he said he watched the footage of last year's Seinfeld reunion on Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO. He said he decided he wasn't attractive in any way, shape, or form and had to do something about it.
Wow.
Yeah, look in the mirror.
He's a therapist.
You know, he was.
Yeah, for, it sounds like it.
His last spokesman gig was for KFC. So.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I got it. No.
Hey, some shock among the staff at a popular celebrity gossip magazine this week. The folks at In Touch Weekly trying to figure out why editor-in-chief Richard Spencer abruptly left his job Monday. Signs point to a blow-up between him and his boss, the CEO of Bauer Publishing, possibly over Spencer's demands for a boost in his reported $750,000 a year salary. Not enough.
I think you could make it on $750 a year.
I'd be all right with that. And TV stations in Alabama have gotten hate mail, and according to one weatherman, some very personal, nasty threats after rumors started that the stations would be interrupting tonight's BCS championship game between Alabama and Texas for updates about the winter storm striking the area. Weatherman for the local ABC affiliate wrote on his blog that their coverage will not interrupt the game. They will do it on the website on their digital sub-channels.
Well, how about during the commercial time?
Just
run the crawl, maybe, you know? Like 18 inches of snow headed your way?
Football to watch. Right?
Oh, all right. Okay.
Got it's a big night
whatever
for
you do.
It's a big night for
whatever
Alabama.
You don't interfere with the football.
It's the one time where people
All right, 14 minutes after the hour, Media Matters for America. We tell you every day just about what great work they do. We always start the day going to the website, mediamatters.org. They are our watchdogs. On the left, keeping track of those big liars, I just call them what they are, on the right, most of them on Fox News or on right-wing talk radio, and exposing their lies every day. Eric Burns is a guy who runs the shop, good friend of ours. Eric, Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Thanks, Bill. Happy New Year to you. I want to let you know I got some garlic around my neck, too, watching out for those vampires.
Listen, they'll protect you.
it kind of smells bad in the office, but, you know.
Well, they're just going to have to. What's the alternative, right?
Exactly.
You got it. Hey, Eric, so I was so glad. You know, I think your misinformer of the year before was Sean Hannity or something.
That's good.
In 2009, Glenn Beck certainly deserves it, but I understand he's not too happy about the award.
No.
I mean, come on. He ought to be grateful for the recognition.
Yeah, well, I don't know that Glenn Beck needs any additional recognition, but he clearly, I think, you know, doesn't like it. He dedicated his entire show on Monday in a shockingly feeble attempt to rebut our analysis. And, you know, believe it or not, Bill, he didn't actually use any facts to make his argument.
But you could want nothing better than that, right? For him to take your whole thing and then rebut it point by point? Is that...
Oh, if he were to do, we've challenged him to essentially do that, and in fact, he complained during the segment that he's got this red phone here for the White House and that we haven't contacted him on it, and so I sent him a letter letting him know that we didn't have the number, but that we've established our own Beck phone hotline here at Media Matters,
that he can
so that whenever he's got a trouble with a fact, he can just call us and we'll correct it for him before he goes on and makes a mistake.
So was he accusing you of misrepresenting things that, first of all, give us a few examples of why he deserved this award.
I'll tell you, I'm sitting here with papers across my desk of all the things Glenn Beck has said over the last year. It was clearly a runaway victory. Every night on his show, I mean, he's comparing the administration, the Democratic Party, the progressive movement to, Maoist, Stalinist, Marx. I mean, you just take your pick, fascist. I don't know how, these folks can be all these things at once, but in Glenn Beck's mind and in his world, they certainly are. So that's something that he does every day, just kind of the sphere and smear stuff. We all remember he accused the president of being a racist with a deep-seated hatred for white people. He's launched similar attacks on Justice Sotomayor. He has pushed all the death panel smears, all the big healthcare smears that we've seen this year that really just sucked up the entire summer. Beck was a key player in advancing those. He's organized political rallies, the 9/12 project, the Tea Party protest that he's actually gone out and sponsored to get folks angry and got them talking about revolution. He's suggesting on the air regularly that Obama wants our economy to fail, that progressives are evil, that the president wants to see this country fail.
Yeah, let me interrupt you for just a second. You mentioned the political activity, and I want to ask you about that. I mean, he has, unlike other talk show hosts, and of course I'm one of them, where we talk about issues and maybe encourage people which way to vote or which issues to support or positions to support. I mean, Glenn Beck has taken it one step further, right? I mean, he's actually taken on the role of a political activist to organize rallies, organize campaigns. He's going to do voter registration drives. I mean,
yes.
Doesn't that cross the line of the proper role for a TV anchor or a radio anchor?
I don't think there's any question that it does, and that's what led us, last year to come out and suggest one of the things that led us to come out and say that Fox News is not a news organization; it's a political operation. Because these are exactly the kind of things that they engage in across the network.
And
Glenn Beck, of course, is the chief offender in my mind. But they also they allow Dick Morris and Mike Huckabee also to lobby for the political action committees on the air. With the Tea Party protests, Fox ran teasers and commercials for weeks leading up to those, and they were organized and then sponsored and led, by folks like Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity. Glenn Beck is, I think, working on a book now I just read called The Plan.
Oh, God.
When you think about all his chalkboard conspiracies and the bleeding tree of revolution, or the tree of liberty that he's got, it's...
Just what America needs, another Glenn Beck book.
Oh, God.
Could you
do the last one, Bill?
No, I never, the one with the Nazi on the cover, I never did.
Yeah, well, that was him dressed as a fascist, yeah. That was quite a jump.
I gotta tell you, once in a while, Fox surprises me, like when you mentioned when Glenn Beck said that the president didn't care about white people, Brian Kilmeade said, said, wait a minute, how can you say that, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And the other night, Newt Gingrich was on The Factor with Bill O'Reilly, and Gingrich actually said, referring to the Christmas Day terrorist attempt, right, that the Obama administration cares more about the rights of terrorists than they do about the lives of American people. And O'Reilly actually said, wait a minute, how can you say that, right? I mean... Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. On a couple of occasions, he's actually shown, you know, hey, you guys are going too far now, right? What's going on?
Well, yeah, I think that Glenn Beck, with you, three years ago, as you recall, you know, Bill O'Reilly was the guy putting up the conspiracy charts.
Yes.
You know, and he was pretty effective at it. I think Glenn Beck took what Bill O'Reilly was doing and just, you know, put a whole lot more gasoline on it and lit a match. And now, Bill O'Reilly looks like the voice of reason over there.
Now, speaking of the role of TV or radio anchors, Britt Hume has taken on the role of telling Tiger Woods that he should forget Buddhism and convert to Christianity.
Yes.
So now it's okay for TV anchors to proselytize, is that?
Of course. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, hey, you know, we all know that that Buddhists apparently have no regard for fidelity and marriage. I don't quite understand it. Look, I was raised Catholic. I found it horribly offensive because I thought, my gosh, I don't want people to think that my religion actually thinks this about people of other faiths. It's absurd. And why Brett Hume thinks that people want to hear, his opinion on that matter, I'm not quite sure. But why he thinks it's responsible for him sitting in that chair with as many viewers as they have to start saying things like that. Yeah, that's dangerous, and it really does kind of become hate speech. It's unfortunate, but there's so much hate and vitriol and fear-mongering, and that's really what it gets down to. It's about inciting fear in people.
And what's Lou Dobbs up to?
You know, I don't even know, and that's probably a good thing. The last we heard, he was considering a run for the presidency.
Right, and he hasn't announced yet.
He hasn't announced yet. I'm still holding out for a Dobbs-Palin ticket.
Oh, my God, in your dreams.
I'm going to have to leave Media Matters and go work on one of the campaigns.
Listen, we both will work on that campaign. Against that, those two.
Of course.
Of course, yeah. Eric Burns, good to have you with us again. Glenn Beck, the Misinformer of the Year. You've got it all laid out on your website, right?
Yes. Please come and see. There's lots of great stuff, and his response is pretty comical. So
right.
I think folks should check it out.
MediaMatters.org. Say hello to all of our good friends over there. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, so what do you think, guys? Glenn Beck, do they come any worse? 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-9526. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-9526. That's 1-800-600-9526. 1-800-600-9526.
Through January 13th, get free shipping on most orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. Even if it's bulky like a closet storage system or chunky like a countertop appliance or a bathroom fixture, getting it delivered to your door will cost you exactly zero, thanks to free shipping on orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
Pay.
There's never been a better time to find the home of your dreams. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the Home Buyer Tax Credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. The opportunity of a lifetime ends April 30th. Talk to a realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyertaxcredit. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Want your brain back? If you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
26 minutes after the hour here, the Bill Press Show, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. In the next segment of the Bill Press Show, meanwhile, let's say hello to Scott out in Minneapolis on AM 950 KTNF. What do you say, Scott?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you, man.
I was just listening to your segment on Glenn Beck, and he talks about the extremes, but he and has such high ratings, and there must be striking some sort of chord in people because they're listening to his show. And I think it just speaks to the sense of urgency that the administration has to do a better job of stimulating the economy and following through on the on President Obama's campaign promises. Because the more that they see that he's not putting things on C-SPAN that he should be putting on C-SPAN, people are listening to the extreme because it's filling the void. And I'd like to get your thought on that.
Well, I'll tell you my thought on it. First of all, I think I'm all for connecting the dots. I think you're connecting two dots that don't deserve to be connected here. Yeah, Glenn Beck has a big following. He's not getting any people who voted for Barack Obama. He's getting the teabaggers. He's getting the right-wingers because he's the most extreme person now on Fox. I do also agree with you that President Obama has to do more to give us, those of us on the left, something to cheer about. But believe me, as disappointed as we are with Barack Obama, we're not going to go watch Glenn Beck and think we're going to hear truth. Are you going to hear and see, I think, is the fringe element of the Republican Party. Appreciate the call, Scott. All right. And come back for Jan Schakowsky. What does she think is going to happen on health care? And does she think that C-SPAN ought to be allowed in to broadcast so we know what's going on? Jan Schakowsky next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Attention, listeners. Here's an important announcement on identity theft from Police Chief Joe DeLaurente.
As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but at this level. The New York Times reported the theft of over 130 million credit and debit cards, and with potentially millions of stolen cards hitting the internet, maybe mine,
I didn't risk it. I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you? You don't need to be a police chief to know that credit monitoring alone doesn't protect you, let alone help repair the damage after your identity or credit cards are stolen. Learn why this police chief chose LifeLock.
Call now and mention Chief Joe to receive your security document shredder, a $29 value, free. Call 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
Need advice about simple home repairs? The Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show gives tips on how to do repairs around the home, maintenance that could save you from costly repairs, advice on buying and selling your home, and provides a forum for homeowner questions. And as owners of Ridgemore Realty, one of Denver's premier home buyers, they'll even purchase your home if it's beyond repair. Tune in to the Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show, Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Home Depot has a 4-pack of Philips 13-watt CFL bulbs for just $3.87. That's a special buy at $4 off. Know what else is special? They're part of Home Depot's Eco Options program. Only eco-friendly products make the list, and only the best of the best are invited. So do the planet and your wallet some good. Get Philips 13-watt CFL bulbs, now just $3.87 a pack. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
Time for your daily LendingTree mortgage rate update. Refinance today and get a 30-year fixed rate for only 4.625%, 4.82% APR. Terms and conditions apply. Go to LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-8733.
License 707-193.
Did you know that a desperate mortgage guy could steal your identity in a matter of minutes? Think about it. Every time you buy a house or refinance, you arm these crooks. Pay stubs, W-2s, bank statements, driver's license, Social Security. The list goes on. Since 2007, identity theft is up 50%. 08, 10 million victims, most homeowners. They didn't get ripped off buying a pack of gum. 43% actually did business with the perpetrator. 43% knew the guy. Doing a mortgage puts you at risk. It's unacceptable. Period. Now, 15 years in business. Lennox Financial's not had one inquiry. Not one. In fact, I feel so strongly about protecting our customers. Whether you're buying a house or refinancing, Lennox Financial actually purchases, on your behalf, identity theft coverage for 12 full months after closing. The biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth. Call Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400. That's Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284, 1-800-816-9284, 1-800-816-9284.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour now, the Bill Press Show on this Thursday, January 7, coming to you live coast to coast and brought to you by the International Association of Iron Workers. Good men and women of the Iron Workers Union. They don't go to the office. They build the office. And you can find out more about their good work at the website, www.ironworkers.org. House and the Senate are not back in session, but that doesn't mean there's not a lot of activity here in Washington on two fronts. Meetings already started between the House and the Senate and the White House on the final shape of the health care reform legislation, trying to merge the House and the Senate bills. And today, the results of the president's review of our airline security and what went wrong on Christmas 2009 will be released, And John Brennan and Janet Napolitano will give a briefing down at the White House, which I will attend a little later this afternoon. One person who is following and involved in and active on both fronts, our good friend, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky from Illinois, joining us on the program. Happy New Year, Congressman. Welcome back.
To you, too. Thank you, Bill.
Hope you had a good holiday.
It was wonderful. I slept a lot.
Yeah, you had a lot to catch up on,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah, good. Let me ask you first, let's start with health care, because I'll tell you what some of us on the left are starting to think, and that is that all this talk about negotiations, it looks like they're just going to take the Senate bill and warm it up and serve it to us, and that's what the president's going to sign. Tell me I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
All right.
You are wrong. We're going to have a caucus meeting, mostly by phone. I'm here in D.C., but most of the members are still back in the district today.
Today, right.
At 1 o'clock. But Nancy Pelosi has made it clear that on some major issues, we definitely need to make some changes. I know that one of the
what are the two or three that you think where the House is really going to press for some changes?
Well, I think one of the fundamental flaws in the Senate bill is state exchanges. Is each state would have an exchange
right.
or two, one for individuals, one for small businesses. And I think that's an unwinnable situation.
It's got to be a national program.
It's got to be national.
Good point.
A number of us are concerned about the language on reproductive rights on abortion that we hope that we'll be able to tweak. We understand that we're not going to be able to see any federal funding provided for abortions. We've accepted that. But some of the language we think is oppressive to women's rights. It goes beyond current policy. We want to really look carefully at affordability. Bill, at the end of the day, if people go to those online calculators that inevitably will be there and find that this program, which is mandatory, you'll have to have insurance, is too expensive, then the bill is in serious danger.
Then the whole thing falls apart,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How about the tax on insurance benefits?
Yeah. The pay-fors, how we're going to actually pay for this bill, very significant. Again, people don't want to be worse off than they were before. And if employees find that their benefits are taxed, I think it's a very difficult sell. You know, and here's the interesting thing about so-called Cadillac plans. You know, we all belong to, that is Congress, the Federal Employee Health Benefit Program.
Right.
And the average age in that program is 47 because of all the federal employees that we're in with. And the policies end up below the threshold for taxation. But if you just took the Senate of the United States, a group of 100, average age 63, that same package of benefits would go up above the threshold because people are older.
Wow.
So, in other words, so-called Cadillac benefits differ depending on the group, its sickness, its age, and that's not right.
Yeah. And it's not right, it's, in my judgment, anyhow, too. A lot of union workers that have these so-called Cadillac plans, and these are things that they've negotiated for and fought for and accepted as, in lieu of an increase in salary over the years, right? And now they're turned around and taxed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? And it's not always, it's not a one-to-one either. It is not clear, as some supporters of taxing benefits think, that, well, you know, great, if the benefit package goes lower, then wages will go up. That is not necessarily true.
Right.
At the end of the day, the workers could be losers.
Yeah, and losers, double losers.
Really. Double losers.
Now, there's one other issue related to this whole healthcare debate, and it's an issue that President Obama actually started the discussion on, and he started the discussion when he was still candidate Obama. Here's a little clip from January 2008.
Not negotiating behind closed doors, but bringing all parties together and broadcasting those negotiations on C-SPAN so that the American people can see what the choices are. Because part of what we have to do is enlist the American people in this process.
Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, why shouldn't C-SPAN be allowed to broadcast these negotiations?
Well, I think a lot of it will be in public, and certainly the debates on the final bill will be in public, and all of the hearings leading up to this, and
right.
all of the town.
But
meetings.
How about the meetings where the deals are?
But
really
I want
cut?
To tell you something. It's a mistake to think, I've been on some conference committees, it's really a mistake to think that deals are cut in the context of an open hearing like that. The deals are, I mean, let's face it, in the real political world, the deals are cut, often one by one, White House with member to member. Those things are done generally in an office, and so that's not going to happen. But the posting of the legislation is going to, as it always has been, on the internet for anyone to access. You know, and we don't know exactly what the shape is going to be of these negotiations.
But let me give you one example. I mean, let's take the issue of drug reimportation or something, if that's raised, okay, as Byron Dorgan was fighting for.
Right.
You know, at that point, somebody's going to say, look, I'm all for that because that's going to help the American people get lower prices for pharmaceuticals. And somebody else is going to say, no, we made a deal with the pharmaceutical industry and I'm going to stick to it. Don't we have a right to see who's voting which way?
Well, I certainly am one for transparency, but I'll tell you, the main critics who are saying open are the very same people, the Republicans, who want to just kill the bill.
Oh, you're right about that. And they never allowed any transparency when they were in charge.
Absolutely not. Yeah, I remember when they locked Charlie Rangel and John Dingell out of a meeting in a congressional office.
Right.
And they couldn't even be there. I was on the Medicare prescription drug plan.
Yeah. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, our guest here. We haven't finished healthcare. I just want to move on because not a lot of time and a couple of other issues. I want to ask you about on airline security. You remember the Democratic Party's Homeland Security Task Force. What do you think we can do? No Americans are happy with what happened on Christmas Day. Are there any steps concrete steps that the administration ought to take to make us feel safer when
we fly? The administration certainly has taken a number of steps now, having pat downs of people who are coming to the United States from various countries. We're going to see this public unclassified report today on what should be done. I think the thing that really sticks in people's minds, how does it happen that a father, a very prestigious person, mentions his own son and that doesn't get translated into a no-fly? How does that happen? I'm on the Intelligence Committee. We're going to be looking at all the details of this. But as the president said, we screwed up. We dodged a bullet here, and the president has moved quickly to make the kinds of changes we need. The Senate, on the other hand, is still holding up the head of
the TSA. Yeah, because he happens to be pro-union. Full body scans. TSA has ordered 150 more of these machines. Some people expressed real privacy concerns about them. What's your position?
We're going to have one at O'Hare Airport. It's been reported in Chicago, where I'm from. On a lighter note, I did I'm starting my New Year's diet. When my body shows up,
we know how long
I
should
look fabulous.
We know how long that diet's going to last, too.
Hey, come on. I have a new incentive.
That's why the three of us here took no New Year's resolutions because we know what happens to them. But, I mean, look, it's somebody's looking at your body they could be looking at an 18-year-old's body, you can understand why some people are uncomfortable with it.
I do understand that. I think these are all trade-offs. All of them are trade-offs. Taking off our shoes and, going through the scanning systems. And so we have to decide what is acceptable. I think it's clear now that we have to do a better job of screening at the airports. But, even then, we're not going to get, and the experts have said, that we'll get 80-plus percent But still, there could be things that that pass through. So we have to use some common sense too, that like the Israelis do in their security system, individual one by one.
Yeah, you know what? They've got it down. We were talking about this the other day. You cannot imagine that guy on, in these conditions, what, knowing what we know about him, and trying to buy buy a one way ticket or round trip
luggage
for cash and no luggage, getting on an LL flight.
Wouldn't have happened.
Would not have happened. Jan Schakowsky, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky from Illinois. A good friend. Again, Happy New Year, and thank you so
Bill.
Much for starting off the year with us.
Thanks so much.
All right, great.
Okay.
Talk to you again soon.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center. So people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful, life-changing CD, absolutely free. Call 1-800-591-0194. That's 1-800-591-0194. 1-800-591-0194.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo. I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you. And everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Minus 3 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
12 minutes before the top of the hour, the Bill Press Show. As we discussed there with Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, the issue of C-SPAN keeps coming up. It came up at the White House briefing again, second day in a row, yesterday with Robert Gibbs. Gibbs got really testy when reporters Chip Reed from CBS raised the issue again, and Gibbs said, I refer you to yesterday's answer. Boom. That's all he would say. And the day before, all he said was, we don't need no stinking C-SPAN to cover these negotiations. despite the fact that the president did 8 different times during the campaign for his campaign for president say and promise that he would have final negotiations on health care covered on C-SPAN. On our show yesterday morning, you might have heard Brian Lamb, the head of C-SPAN, said, look, this is a very basic thing here. These people work for us, and we've got a right to see what they're doing.
The American people pay for all this that goes on in this town. It's always been my contention, and it's not a sophisticated, intelligent position. It's just a gut reaction that if we pay for something and it's the public's business, we ought to be able to see how it's done. It's just that simple. It has nothing to do with this particular fight right now. But we've covered hundreds of hours of these hearings over here.
Sure. Yeah. It's not complicated. Not at all. Basic principle. They work for us. They're doing our work. They're doing our job, supposedly. We want to make sure they are. So we should be able to watch what's going on and knowing what's in the final bill. Another point that Brian Lamb made with us yesterday here on the Bill Press Show, knowing what's in the final bill is not the same as watching the process and watching the deals being made.
This has been going on forever, and we'll never see the actual backroom deals. I never expected to, but it would be nice to hear when the House and Senate are trading back and forth. How they do it, that's all.
It would be nice, and as I mentioned with Jan Schakowsky, it would be nice to see, okay, who's in the room, who is fighting for you and me, and who is there carrying water for the insurance companies or the drug manufacturers or the healthcare providers. And that's what it's all about, and that's where these issues that Jan Schakowsky mentioned, whether it's taxing benefits, whether it's the public plan option, expanding Medicare, whether it's being able to negotiate for the price of drugs or whatever, that's where these issues are going to be hammered out. No excuse for not allowing C-SPAN into the room other than the fact that the leaders of Congress don't want us to see who's making what deals. And by the way, the Republicans on this are totally, totally illegitimate. I mean, yeah, they're making a big deal about now. Yeah, let's have a big open process. Yeah, they had no open process when they were in charge. So don't be fooled by their whining on this issue. Brian Lamb pointed that out, too, that when they were in charge, C-SPAN had zero access to anything. On another front, on the national security front, big day today down at the White House that results of the president, the review that the president demanded after this failed terrorist incident on Christmas Day over Detroit. That report will be released today. And the National Security Advisor Jim Jones yesterday told Susan Page of USA Today, you're not going to like and you may be shocked at what you learn.
Well, I think once people read it, I think there's a certain shock to it in the sense that, you know, the man in the street will say, "We'll be surprised that, you know, these correlations weren't made."
Yeah, shocking. I'll be at the White House today for that White House briefing with John Brennan, National Security Counselor to the President, and with Janet Napolitano from Homeland Security. Brian Ross, who's a damn good investigative reporter, has got great sources. He said on ABC News last night that one of the president's recommendations is going to be increasing, basically putting an armed marshal on every flight coming into this country.
President Obama has ordered a surge of federal air marshals to be in place by February 1st in what one law enforcement official said was a race against time against other suicide bombers feared to be in the terrorist pipeline. Under the plan, the official said the already existing Federal Air Marshal Force of more than 3,200 personnel will be deployed almost exclusively to cover every overseas flight flown into the U.S. by a U.S. carrier.
Armed marshals on every flight coming into the United States. Does that make you feel safer? I'll be back with a parting shot.
This is The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
It- Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
There, call me Mr. TV. I say, let's start 2010 off with a bang of a deal from Comcast. This weekend only, you can get Comcast Digital Economy TV for $19.99 a month for the first 6 months. That's right, $20 a month for the TV entertainment you need at a value that rocks. Get popular channels like Discovery, Food Network, and Animal Planet, plus your local channels for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Great entertainment, great price. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and get Comcast Economy TV for $19.99 a month for 6 months. And start the new year with a great deal of TV. Call 1-800-COMCAST by Sunday, January 10th for this limited time offer.
Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that uses blown-in insulation to reduce your energy usage. Best Way Insulation was trusted with re-insulating the governor's mansion and will provide the same great service to AM 760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
This is Tom Hartman. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Thursday, January 7, my parting shot for today on airport security. Here we go again. Just like after September 11, another airliner scare ends up with still another invasion of privacy. September 11, remember, brought us the Patriot Act, which gave big government the right to examine our bank, credit card, library, and medical records. Well, it looks like Christmas Day 2009 is going to give us, and give big government, rather, the right to examine our bodies themselves with full body scanners installed at every U.S. airport. There are today only 40 of those machines in service at 19 different airports, but TSA's ordered another 150 of them, and more are on the way. Wait a minute. What the hell are we doing? There's no doubt. These machines are a gross invasion of privacy. It's like taking your clothes off and parading around naked in front of every TSA agent in sight. Granted, the agent leering at your body is locked away out of sight in a room nearby, but hey, he's still leering at your body or your wife's or your daughter's. That's why body scanners have been banned in England for anybody under 18 years of age. Hey friends, it's time to protect our privacy and put a stop to these full body scanners before they pop up everywhere. That's my parting shot for today. John King from CNN, the host of State of the Union, will be our guest tomorrow. And I'll be down at the White House to talk to Janet Napolitano and John Brennan, and we'll bring you the latest on airline security. Armed marshals tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Doggone it.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
I want to keep my family healthy and get healthy savings.
Sam's Club member Susie Martin on the Savings Checkup.
I was amazed when I saw what I could save at Sam's Club on prescriptions, over-the-counter,
and other products for your health, like wholesome cereals from Special K.
I don't think I'll need a second opinion.
Get your savings checkup during the January Health and Wellness event, Saturday, January 9th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Fresh reports on retail sales and unemployment insurance claims are out, and they're painting a brighter picture for the economy. Most chain stores say December was better than expected. Analyst Ken Perkins credits a late rush of holiday shoppers.
Retailers are definitely breathing a sigh of relief here that it wasn't disastrous.
The Labor Department says new unemployment claims were up last week, but not much. Claims fell sharply the previous 2 weeks. A report from the White House a few hours from now will document all the things that went wrong, allowing a man with hidden explosives to get on a Christmas Day flight. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer, what should we look for, Peter?
Well, Frank, this will be a list of missed opportunities and missing links. The review will show what was lacking and what needs to be strengthened. President Obama is expected to set deadlines for hiring more air marshals and intel experts. He will call for improved information sharing among the intelligence agencies. Listen, no firings are expected, at least for now, but the president has already served notice that people will be held accountable, Frank.
A Northwest Airlines flight to Detroit was about to leave Miami last night when an Arabic-speaking man allegedly shouted, "I want to kill all the Jews." Police arrested the man and questioned three of his traveling companions. The plane was allowed to leave after it was searched, and nothing suspicious was found. In New Jersey, it could be now or never for same-sex marriage. A showdown vote scheduled for today in the state Senate. Outgoing Governor John Corzine has said he'd sign the bill. Governor-elect Chris Christie, who takes over in 2 weeks, says he won't. The court case over California's ban on same-sex marriage won't be on television, but it will be on the Internet. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
It's going to be on YouTube, the federal trial beginning next week to determine the constitutionality of California's same-sex marriage ban. Plaintiff's attorney Theodore Boutrous approves.
One of the things about having public scrutiny, including cameras, it makes witnesses more likely to be honest because they know they're being scrutinized.
Lawyers representing sponsors of the gay marriage ban oppose broadcasting the trial. They say it will intimidate witnesses. Frank?
Another blast of Arctic air is sweeping down from Canada. Parts of the Middle West could get a half foot of fresh wind-driven snow. Atlanta expects some snow today. Some schools have been closed. In Florida,
I feel like a block of ice.
I'll tell you, man, that's an experience.
CBS's Manuel Gallegos says the freezing cold weather isn't fit for man or beast.
We've got the animals in the zoo that are wearing blankets. We've seen orangutans with blankets on because it's so cold. We've heard that iguanas are falling from trees because they're so cold.
Police in Tempe, Arizona, say they have indications that 8-month-old Gabriel Johnson, who vanished with his mother in December, may still be alive. The boy's father, Leon McQuarrie, hopes the police are right.
Really sad. Want to find Gabriel. Want to get any help we can get out there.
The boy's mother told police she gave the baby away after first telling McQuarrie that she'd killed him. S&P futures are down 2 points just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Through January 13th, get free shipping on most orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. Even if it's bulky like a closet storage system or chunky like a countertop appliance or a bathroom fixture, getting it delivered to your door will cost you exactly zero thanks to free shipping on orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
At Intuit Websites, we believe every business should have a website.
Not just big companies, but dry cleaners, dog groomers, daycare centers, and other businesses that don't even start with a D. So we make it easy for all small business owners to create their own website. Just pick a style, edit, and get your business online in minutes. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. So when we say every business should have a site, we mean it. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Balloon Boy's father says he had to plead guilty to the hoax so his wife would not be deported. In a segment taped for CNN's Larry King Live, Richard Heaney answered questions about the investigation. For example, why did his son tell the reporter that he did it for the show?
I asked him, I said, why did you say that? What are you talking about? And he said a Japanese cameraman from some holding a giant camera asked him to show him how he got into the attic for his TV show. That's why Falcon answered that.
That interview will run tomorrow on CNN. The question remains who will run for the Democratic nomination for governor now that Bill Ritter is out of the picture. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper is thinking about it.
Certainly that decision affects our ability to balance family and job, as I think anybody does in these kinds of jobs.
Another name on the short list is Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. He's expected to reach his decision by this weekend. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche lost to the New York Islanders last night, 3-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Our speeds are extremely slow pretty much anywhere you're heading. Now, around the metro, you're going to find icy and snowpack conditions. For the most part, though, lane recognition pretty decent right now. You will find some serious delays on southbound 225 as you're trying to get across Aurora. Had an earlier accident near Iliff. Northbound I-25, checking on those CDOT cameras, is crawling on that approach to Alameda. Now, speeds are going to be about 30 miles an hour slower than you used to, so do factor that into your ride as you're out the door this morning. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be sunny but cold with a high barely getting into the double digits. Wind chill values, though, will make you feel colder than it really is, dropping down to almost 12 degrees below zero. Currently, it's 1. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pearle Vision, where they do things differently to make your eye care experience a whole lot better. Like being upfront about costs so there's no surprises at the register, and taking time to help you understand your insurance coverage. Visit pearlvision.com to learn more. Pearle Vision, clearly different.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Bye, bye, bye.
7:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is freezing out there. I mean, you are going to freeze your ass off when you go outside. My car's thermometer said 1 degree out there. Made me think of that scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when they're riding in the back of the pickup truck in Kansas, and John Candy turns to Steve Martin and goes, or Steve Martin turns to John Candy and goes, how cold do you think it is out here? John Candy goes, about 1. That's exactly how cold it is out there today. So stay warm. Stay off the roads if you can. Obviously, a lot of political news we're going to get into here in this first segment. We'll update you on the state of play in the governor's race. We're going to be talking about the governor's race and a whole lot more in this broadcast. We got a packed show for you. I'm psyched about it. At 7:20, we're going to be joined by sports writer Dave Zirin to talk about his new provocative article. He is the columnist, sports writing columnist for The Nation. He is arguing that the College Bowl system is hurting in a fundamental way the higher education system, that Congress needs to step in and legislate some reforms to the College Bowl system, and not because it's of relevance to sports fans. It's a really fascinating argument. Of course, the College Bowl, the championship bowl is tonight, right? It's between, I don't even know who it's between because I'm not following.
Come on, man.
I know. It's, what is it? It's,
what's your guess?
I can't remember. I just read it. Who is it?
Texas Longhorns.
Right, that's right.
And Alabama Crimson Tide.
That's right. It's known as like a forgettable, like, I'm reading it. It's kind of, people are saying it's not.
Really?
Well, because what? Boise State.
Boise State knocked off TCU the other night. They were, you know,
right,
both undefeated.
The fact that Boise State
kind of got screwed. Yeah,
has no access.
They're basically in kind of a lame duck conference.
That's right,
so to speak.
And so basically, Dave Zirin is arguing that the way that the conferences are rigged, the way they're weighted, is unfair, and that it's encouraging schools to spend a lot more of their education dollars on football, on sports, than on education. It's a really provocative article, and of course the bowl is tonight. Then at 7:30 we're going to be joined by Congressman Ed Perlmutter of Colorado's 7th District. He is being talked about as a potential candidate now for governor. We'll bring him into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and ask him whether he is going to run for Bill Ritter's now open gubernatorial seat in 2010. Then at 8, we'll be joined by Colorado Democratic Party Chairwoman Pat Walk. We had Dick Wad, Colorado Republican Party Chairman Dick Wadhams, in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo yesterday. Pat Walk will be in here at 8. And then at 9, Colorado Independent reporter Katie Redding about a new bill in the legislature that would prevent the legislature and the state government from putting any mandates on insurance companies in terms of what they must cover. There's a question about whether the Colorado legislature will tell insurance companies you have to cover maternity care, as one example. And the Republican Party in Colorado, at the behest of the insurance industry, is gearing up to push a piece of legislation in the upcoming legislative session that would ban the legislature from putting any kinds of mandates on what insurance companies must cover. Really, really incredible. All right, let me give you an update on where we are, where the political state of play is here in Colorado. A lot of news out there after Governor Ritter's announcement yesterday that he is not running for re-election. The governor citing family concerns, saying that he wants to spend more time being a better father, being a better husband. Whether you believe that's the real reason or not, that's a matter of pure speculation. And I'm sure that you've been listening across the radio dial. That other radio hosts across Colorado, all they do is seem to sit in front of the microphone and try to speculate on why Bill Ritter resigned. Well, he didn't resign. Why he's retiring. Was it family matters? Was it low polling numbers? My response is, I'm not really that interested in that. It doesn't interest me. And it's not that I necessarily am an idiot and take Ritter at his word that it's about his family or he wants to spend more time with his family. It's more like that's a palace drama that's not relevant to me. Or really to the average person in Colorado. I mean, really, who cares why Bill Ritter's not running for re-election? The question is, moving forward, who may run in his place? And there's a lot of news out there about that today. Ken Salazar is being talked about as the early favorite, the White House saying that it would support a bid for Ken Salazar running for governor here. Of course, Ken Salazar is the sitting Interior Secretary. Frankly, I don't really understand why what the White House wants or approves of really matters. I mean, I don't really get that, right? This is our state. This is not Washington, D.C., right? I mean, I don't think Ken Salazar should need the blessing of political aides in the White House if he wants to run as the chief executive of our state. And full disclosure, I am not a huge fan of Ken Salazar. I'm not a hater of Ken Salazar. I certainly think Ken Salazar would be a better governor than Scott McGinnis, a Republican. But I've never been totally impressed with Ken Salazar. I don't really understand what is so appealing about him. I think he's fine. He's decent. I don't get what's so spectacular about him. I do think it is important. I think, and I want to be clear here, I do think it that as the first Latino elected statewide to such a high office as U.S. Senate, I think that was an important landmark. And so I do think there is he represents something important in the country, in the state, in terms of progress for the Latino community. But looking at his policies, looking at what he's actually done, I'm just not all that overwhelmingly impressed. And by the way, I am not overwhelmingly impressed with him in terms of winning elections. The guy has won one tough, top-ticket statewide race, and he barely won, right? I mean, he ran for attorney general, which is a lower-tier race. And in my work in politics, I don't sort of count that as a full battle testing of your political strength because it's a down ticket race. Voters are usually focused on the very top ticket, right? I mean, how many times, here, I'll ask Turk this question. How many times have you voted for, I don't know, state treasurer or attorney general when you went to the ballot box and you were like, I'm going to the ballot box to vote for so-and-so for attorney general? Or treasurer. It's usually governor or senator,
yeah,
right?
Usually it's a senator, governor, and president are the main things you vote for certain initiatives.
But that's what's in your mind.
Right. Yeah. No, but there are, the last election, I was excited about a couple, localized,
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying, I'm not saying they're not important. My only point in this is
that people don't move to the polls how would you put it? I'm not saying lower seated office.
But that's not the primary motivator usually for voters to go to the polls, is a lower ticket office.
Right.
So my only point in saying that is people talk about how Ken Salazar is a battle-tested politician in Colorado at the statewide level. He's won, to my mind, one top ticket race. And by, 2 or 3 points, right? So I think he could be a strong candidate, but I'm just not ready to assume that he's this big Democratic behemoth who will come in and simply walk away with the race. Now,
I got a question for you, Dave. Does Mayor Hickenlooper have a lot of appeal outside of Denver?
Well, that's a great question, too. We don't know that. We don't know the answer to that. And so I'm going to, when we talk to Pat Walk, the chairwoman of the Colorado Democratic Party, I'll ask her all these questions. But I think a lot of assumptions are being made about who's going to be a strong candidate and who won't be a strong candidate that are just absurd.
What about Diana DeGette? I haven't heard her name bounced about.
She hasn't been mentioned either, and I don't know why.
Because
she should be mentioned.
She's one of the top three to me.
I think the reason she's not mentioned is because I think people assume not that she wouldn't be a formidable candidate. I think they assume that she enjoys her work and is focused on her work in the House of Representatives. Last pieces of news on this. So Ken Salazar, everybody's waiting for Ken Salazar. John Hickenlooper is saying he's going to defer to Ken Salazar if Ken Salazar wants to run. So the ball is in Ken Salazar's court, apparently. Congressman Perlmutter, I'm not sure what he's going to say. We're going to talk to him at 7:30. My guess is he's also going to say he'll defer to Ken Salazar. So that's the state of play right now, and we're going to get to it again. 7:30, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, will talk to him about what he's going to do in this race, whether he's going to jump into the race for governor. But after the break, we're going to talk to sports writer Dave Zirin about the bowl championship series, the college bowl system. Why should you care about the college bowl system, even if you're not a football fan? This is an important issue. Why should Congress legislate about the bowl championship series? And why should you care, even if you're not a football fan? Stick around. We're going to have Dave Zirin in the AM760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Man, it's confusing out there, Dave. Lots of accidents to avoid as you're maneuvering around the metro this morning. Let's start with the crashes on 25. A major one, southbound I-25 at Hamden. Also have one at 136. Actually, it's between 136th and the Boulder Turnpike. Another one around Colfax Avenue. It's stop and go, actually, from 58th all the way down to Colfax. Crash cleared northbound I-25 around 6th Avenue, but we do have also one around 104th on 225. Two crashes, one on the northbound side at Mississippi, single car spin out southbound 2 1/4 at Iliff. Also a couple accidents on the just one accident on the turnpike westbound side at Federal. Looks like crews just moved that one, but still really slow going pretty much anywhere you're headed this morning. Also got a two-car crash westbound C-470 near Alameda. Forecast, patchy fog in the a.m., but mostly sunny and cold, highs in the mid-teens. Overnight low will be around -6 tonight and tomorrow, sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-20s. Currently, 0 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top-quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. We're online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
Buy from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Sleeping habits and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
That is the Alabama fight song. Alabama playing Texas tonight in the College Bowl Championship. And joining us now on the line is, as I always introduce him, one of my favorite writers out there, Dave Zirin, the sports writer at The Nation. He's got a new piece called Bench the BCS about why the College Bowl system is hurting higher education. And I know some people are out there listening and saying, I don't care about college football. But you should care about college football and the bowl system, because in this article, Dave Zirin argues that it is really hurting the higher education system and argues for Congress to step in. Dave, thanks for taking the time this morning. Okay, I've given a little bit of a preview here. Why should the average person who hears us talking about the BCS system, who may not be into football, why should they think that we should care about this issue if they don't care about football?
Oh, well, it's great to be on the show, David. And let me tell you that let's start by talking about a school called University of California at Berkeley, because this is really a discussion about the role of college football in our university lives and how the BCS affects college football and how it's budgeted. So let's start with Berkeley, just to give people a microcosm of what's happening at universities, both private and public, around the country. At the University of California at Berkeley, they're putting the finishing touches right now on over $400 million in little accoutrements on the stadium. Little things here and there, little knickknacks, little rebuilding, $430 million. At the same time, the football coach there, Jeff Tedford, got a raise. He's going to be earning over $3 million. While this is happening, the school is raising tuition, which they quaintly call student fees, by one-third, and they are cutting departments. Students at Berkeley have been shot with rubber bullets as they've been occupying administration buildings to protest the fact that this is happening, and there's actually going to be a walkout that takes place throughout the University of California system in the spring. Now, what does this have to do with football? Well, football costs a ton of money to do, big-time college football. And yet what you hear most of the time is that college football pays for itself. A lot of money goes into college football, but the athletic department funds itself, and then whatever surplus it has, it gets to push into the general academic fund. But in a recent meeting of all the college presidents in the country on something called the Knight Commission, their conclusion was quite the opposite. Their conclusion was that, yes, for the top teams, that may be the case. If you're a top 20 team, you're bringing in over $3 million surplus through your football program. But for the bottom 96 teams, which this year Berkeley is among, for the bottom 96, you're talking almost $10 million in deficits per school that then has actually pulled out of the university. Now, what you're seeing at all these colleges, the BCS offers such a carrot in terms of big money for their bowl system. You get so much money, television revenues, alumni giving, the whole thing, that colleges are basically treating their athletic departments like unregulated hedge funds or like gamblers in Vegas, pushing all the chips into the middle of the table and betting that they're going to have a successful football program. But, of course, the majority don't. And when they don't, it's the college that suffers. And in these tough economic times where these budget cuts are happening anyway, this affects every single one of us, if you even have a relative at an institution of higher education with a big-time football program.
So you're saying that basically the other 94 schools in this in this report here, there were 20. It looked at there are the 25 top football schools that they invest in football and they make a return on average of $3.9 million as a surplus. And I just want to make sure I understand this right. That in some ways, I mean, there are gridiron clubs where the college football, some parts of how schools fund college football, they raise it from donors who specifically donate to the football program. Then the football program also makes money off TV and makes money off of merchandising, et cetera, et cetera. So what you're saying is that taking all of that together, the top 25 schools, after all these investments are made, they are running a surplus, but the other 94 schools that were studied in this study, they ran deficits, and those deficits then drain resources out of academics.
Yes, absolutely. 9.9 million on average for those lower almost 100 schools. I believe it's 96. 9.9 million per school.
Okay, so then the next question has to be, how can you change the bowl system to address this problem? Now, I know that there are questions, you know, sports fans would say, oh, the bowl system's not fair because, you know, we're talking about Boise State and Cincinnati that had great seasons that didn't get bowl bids because they were in conferences, that this system, this computerized system that decides who goes to the bowls doesn't reward properly. So the sports fans say the bowl system's not fair. How would a reform of the bowl system deal with this problem, this resource issue?
Well, because first of all, it would expand the idea of the meritocracy in this issue. Right now, the Boise State has really been the profound exception to the rule. Boise State has won more games the last decade, believe it or not, than any other college program in the country. More than Florida, more than any of the big USC. Yeah, and that is such the exception of the rule. And you know, that's actually very much annoyed the BCS because it exposes their system as fraudulent. The BCS operates under the idea that you have, the six BCS conferences. And to be in those BCS conferences mean if you win those conferences, you play in a BCS bowl.
You get an automatic bid, and that's Southeastern, the Pac-10, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Atlantic Coast, and the Big East.
Yeah, and that was six. Good, I got the number.
You got it right.
And I'll tell you something. It's like if you want to stay in a BCS conference, you have to commit to putting the resources to your football program, or you could actually get dropped from your conference. And to stay in a BCS bowl, to get in a BCS bowl, means you have a much better chance of getting those profound returns that we talked about. And if you want to try to be a Boise State, in a lot of ways the Boise State example becomes very corrosive because small schools then think, well, maybe I can do that too. and become the Aravist, become the proverbial turd in the punch bowl of what the BCS is trying to do. So then they push their money into the center of the table and say, how can I compete with these big boys? If you get rid of the entire BCS system and just do it on the basis of, say, who are the 32 best teams, for example, and you just do it on that basis, what you do is you actually eliminate the power of the BCS to be able to dictate to schools how much money that they're putting into the center of that table. And it becomes instead something that becomes much more, if you don't mind the Thomas Friedmanism here, it becomes much more flattened.
Well, but here's the thing.
Integrated.
Here's the thing. If you make it more, what you're saying is you take away the rigging or the waiting for teams that are in these conferences. If you just say, okay, mm-hmm. we're going to take the 32 best teams. I mean, there's two, to my mind, there's two issues with that. First of all, how do you decide who the 32 best teams are? Mm-hmm. But even so, even if you find a perfect way of doing that, isn't there still going to be the incentive for these schools to bet big to try to become one of the 32 best teams in the nation?
No doubt about it that would still be there. But if there can be restrictions placed and real reforms placed along this, that eliminate the kind of financial advantages that a big state school can have alongside it. Because let's remember as we talk about this, Nick, you mentioned Alabama. Nick Saban, the coach of Alabama,
right.
Highest paid public official in the state of Alabama by a mile.
And I'm reading here from your piece, say this is amazing, a $32 million 8-year contract, a public employee. I mean, that is unbelievable.
Public employee. And you know what? It's the same with Mack Brown in Texas by a mile, the highest paid public employee in the state. And he just became the highest paid college football coach in the land at $5 million. What I'm trying to argue here is that I think without eliminating the BCS, you could never have the kind of very meaningful salary reform and the very meaningful budget reform that would put football in its proper place. And let me be clear about this. These arguments I'm making are not radical and they're not new. In a lot of ways, they're very conservative. I'm arguing for a serious restriction on the so-called free market when it comes to this. And W.E.B. Du Bois, the great intellectual, he wrote about this a century ago. And he wrote about his deep, from his perch at Harvard, he wrote about the deep concern about, as he put it, king football and the corrosive effect it has on the broader academic environment. And I fear that we're reaching a point, particularly at schools like, say, Texas, for example, where they're having these big budget cuts, where our schools become, I'm taking this from Jennifer Granholm, the governor of Michigan. She had this line about General Motors where she said it's a healthcare provider that happens to make cars.
Right, right.
I'm worried about the University of Texas. It's become a football factory that happens to teach classes.
Yeah, that's
on the other 6 days.
That's exactly right. And, you know, when I went to Northwestern, when Northwestern went to the Rose Bowl,
it was in 1995.
That's right. And it was a really fantastic experience to be there. I mean, the school had never had even come. It had been 45
sure.
years since they went. And what I became worried about after they went to the Rose Bowl was that the school, the football program was sort of this thing that was fun and it was nice, but, you know, no one really took it all that seriously. Then they go to the Rose Bowl, and then football becomes this sort of central thing at Northwestern. And I'm not saying that it went totally crazy, but I had the same fear as you're saying there, that a school like Northwestern could become less an academic institution and more an institution that has a football team and a sports program that also happens to hold college classes. Well,
there's a moral dimension.
Go ahead.
Just quick, there's a moral dimension here too that's worth saying, because remember, these athletes who are generating these millions of dollars, the people who are basically being pushed to the center of the poker table, they're unpaid labor. They're not getting paid a cent.
That's right.
And the idea is, of course, that what they say is, well, look how expensive a college education is. They're getting a free ride. Well, what happens if the free ride is on a rickety old bus that's about to break down? If there's not even the pretense of a quality academic environment? But this big-time football program, you're now dealing with something that's almost a nakedly chattel situation.
That's it. That's exactly right. Let me ask you one question before we go, just to switch subjects very, very quickly. Again, on the line with us, Dave Zirin, the sports writer for The Nation magazine. We have his article, by the way. It's our must-read of the day at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Your very, very quick thoughts on the Hall of Fame inductees or the vote yesterday. Who do you think it was a good vote? Tell us who was put in and who was unfairly rejected.
No, Andre Dawson barely made it on his eighth try. I'm happy about that. You grow up watching Andre Dawson. He's terrific. But Roberto Alomar, who I would argue is the best second baseman of his generation, got the most votes ever on his first try without actually making it. You need 75%. He got 73. I think that's an absolute catastrophe. Roberto Alomar deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Why do you think he was rejected, by the way?
Because he spit in an umpire's face about 15 years ago. And the sad thing is, I know that umpire. His name's John Hirschbeck. He has more than forgiven Roberto Alomar.
Yeah, I remember that. It's all about that. I completely agree with you. Dave Zirin, again, his article is at our website, am760.net. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning, Dave.
Anytime, David.
Good talking to you. 7:33 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to talk to Congressman Ed Perlmutter about the state of play of politics here in Colorado. Then we'll take your calls about the state of play in Colorado. And if you want to talk about the bowl championship series, the college bowl system, we can talk about that as well. 303-713-7600. Again, the article is up on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, it's stop and go anywhere you're headed this morning. I'm looking at red across the board. That means a bad thing for you. 25 between basically all the way up in Adams County, 136th Avenue into downtown. Also to the south, Castle Rock heading up into the tech center. Also a brutal drive on 25. Got a crash westbound C-470 near Alameda. Another one southbound I-25 at Hamden. Also look out for an earlier crash just cleared westbound Turnpike at Federal. Stop and go, though, on most of the major highways around town. It is a slick drive for you. And those surface streets particularly slippery as well. Forecast mostly sunny but bitter cold. High of 15. Tonight, clear skies with an overnight low of -6. Right now, we're still at 0 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU's College of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working adults online or evenings. Classes start March 22nd. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Colorado listens, debates, and argues on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You also get perspective from David Sirota, Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Mario Solis Marriage, Randy Rhodes, and a host of others. AM760 is here for the community, and the community shows up here every day. If this was your ad, we'd be listening to it right now. Why not advertise on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk? Go to am760.net, keyword advertise.
Insulating the governor's mansion and will provide the same great service to AM760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
When a friend tells you about something that really works, like a product that actually does what it says it will, one you'll be excited to tell your friends about, then you've got to give it a try. Ovation Cell Therapy is that good. If your hair is splitting, dry, brittle, and breaking off, and you want your hair to grow thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and twice as fast, you've got to try Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation is easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse application. It's completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and it's 100% guaranteed. Ovation even works for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
For over 17 years, Ovation Cell Therapy has helped more than 500,000 men and women with all hair types grow thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair faster. Join the tens of thousands of men and women who have logged on to ovationhair.com, and when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair, it's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. Ovationhair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends it's that good.
The following is a free offer from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Foundation for Healthier Living is now giving away free 2-week trials of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you are concerned about your weight and need to lose more than 20 pounds, you may call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free 2-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free 2-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
Fresh Vacations assembled 18 travel companies on hand to help plan your next cruise or land tour. Free admission, the travel marketplace. Sunday, January 10th, 11 to 2, Doubletree Denver Tech Center, I-25 and Orchard Road. Brought to you by Fresh Vacations.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, the political earthquakes and now the political fallout from Governor Ritter's announcement that he's not running for re-election. To mix metaphors, earthquakes and fallout, terrible, terrible. If I actually wrote that in a column, I would expect many, many pieces of hate mail telling me that I was a bad writer. But it's radio, so I guess I can mix metaphors in the oral sense. And joining us now is Congressman Ed Perlmutter from Colorado's 7th Congressional District. His name was among the names floated as a possible replacement at the top of the ticket in 2010 for governor after Governor Ritter's announcement. Congressman Perlmutter, good to have you on. Let me see if we can gong you in to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We'll do the short gong if we got it. Here we go. There you go. Congressman Ed Perlmutter in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
I think you were looking for aftershocks.
Aftershocks. That's what I was looking for. That's exactly right. So I guess the first easiest question for me to ask you, I don't know if it's an easy question for you to answer, are you considering running for governor of Colorado in 2010?
Well, we'll see how things shake out, but it's something I've thought about in the past, and yes, I'm considering it. But I think we have some very strong people who are also considering it, starting with Ken Salazar. And I think I think Bill's decision of a couple days ago or yesterday was a good decision for him and his family. I think it was an excellent decision for the Democratic Party, and I think it turned the Republicans' plans upside down.
When you say, because I read in the Colorado Independence website that you said this is a nightmare for Republicans, and I agree with that. But when you say it was a good decision for the Democratic Party, what are you implying, if you are implying something, about what would have happened if Governor Ritter had simply moved forward with his reelection campaign?
I think that the Republicans had taken every little mistake or perceived mistake by Bill Ritter, and they were going to just blow it off the charts. And so this entirely disrupts them. So from a Democrat's point of view, I think their whole game plan is now shaken up. You got Scott McGinnis, who, you know, has been around and was part of the Congress, so he's got things that can be attacked. But their whole plan was to go after Ritter, and this just completely upsets that.
I agree with you, and actually I think that we had in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo yesterday Colorado Republican Party Chairman Dick Wadhams, who seemed to say in his own way that same thing. He said they were looking forward to making it a referendum on Bill Ritter and on the incumbent, and now it would be a much different dynamic. Well, before we get into what you would want to accomplish as governor, tell us what is going into your thinking. I mean, how does somebody like you, who is a sitting congressperson, what are you actually weighing here? Is it your job? Like, you don't want to give up your congressional seat? Is it you like what you're doing now? Is it a family consideration? What's going into your decision making?
Well, I think it first starts with your job. Do you like what you're doing? Second thing, and probably the most important thing, is what's the effect on a family? And you know, being in a statewide office, being in that governor's mansion, you know, whether it's affected Bill Ritter's family or Bill Owens's family or Roy Romer's family or Dick Lamb's family, it's you're under a microscope. So you gotta think about that and the effect on your.
But
family.
You're already under a microscope in some ways.
No, when you're the chief executive of the state, you're under.
That's true.
You're under greater scrutiny, and the family is because the family lives there, and. You've got to take those things into consideration. I also have to take into consideration the position that I hold as a member of Congress and the things that I can accomplish there. And, you know, but at the end of the day, it's about public service and representing your friends, your neighbors, your family in the best way that you can, because we live in a really great state and in a wonderful nation. And you know, if you get the opportunity to give back, you do it, and you do it in a way that best serves your community.
Why is everybody seemingly deferring to Ken Salazar?
That's easy. That's easy. And the reason it's easy is because he's very well respected. He's won statewide office 3 times. He's got good credentials with the business community, with the labor community, with the Latino community. He's just a very well-respected guy across the state and now as Secretary of the Interior across the nation.
Do you think he will run?
I hope so.
You hope so, but yes. you don't have any intelligence for us not that you're not intelligent, but I mean you know what I mean.
I think his brother gave us a signal. John Salazar said that Ken would like to run for this office, and I believe the White House gave us another signal by yesterday saying that they wouldn't stand in the way. So I think that's something that we'll see shake out over the next couple of days.
Again, on the line with us, Congressman Ed Perlmutter. He's been talked about the four people talked about running for governor after Bill Ritter's announcement yesterday. Ken Salazar, John Hickenlooper, Ed Perlmutter, and whether Andrew Romanoff would change races that he's running in. I think Andrew Romanoff is scheduled to give a press conference this morning, and I think the buzz is he's going to say he's staying in the race that he's running in right now. Policy-wise, what does the next governor need to do in our state? I mean, let's do a hypothetical here, and I know politicians don't like hypotheticals because then you say things that you didn't need to say and all that stuff, but let's say for all a bunch of things happen, Ed Perlmutter is in the governor's office in January 2011. What needs to be done?
I think a continued focus on jobs, although Colorado is in much better shape than the rest of the nation and our job numbers are improving, continue to focus on jobs. Because a year ago, we were at 4.5 to 5%. Today, we're at 6.7. So we've got to continue to focus on jobs. Jobs is number one. Number two, I think we continue to develop, and Bill Ritter was just outstanding at this, but continue to develop new industries, particularly in the clean energy environment, the renewable energy, energy efficiency kind of focus, and continue to rebuild our infrastructure, whether it's transit, highways, energy grid. One, it's good jobs, and it's a great investment for the future. Those would be the kinds of things that I think any governor will focus on.
I agree. Now, let me turn to one more issue before I let you go. We'll go back to the congressional issues here for a second. There is a campaign that was announced, I guess it was a week ago, to ask people to move their money out of the largest of large banks and into the smaller community-owned banks. You can go to moveyourmoney.info, and Arianna Huffington is pushing it out there. It's gotten a lot of media attention. What do you think about that campaign? Do you think it's a good idea for people to move their money out of the hugest of huge banks and into the small banks? And before I let you answer, the political thrust of this is because the argument is that a lot of people's money, their deposits, are being used ultimately by the biggest of big banks to lobby against Wall Street reform packages, Wall Street reform legislation in Congress. What do you think about that campaign?
Well, there are several parts to your question, and I'd say the first thing is, to the degree we can have our community, smaller banks, smaller institutions across the country on solid financial ground with, you know, good deposit base so that they can continue to make loans to small businesses throughout the country, that is great. But to encourage what I would say, if it's done, if there's a movement of money in a rational fashion and not in any kind of a panic way, then that's positive as well. The largest banks, do lobby Congress. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But we get lobbied by everybody. I mean, it isn't as if the small banks don't lobby us too. So, you know, I don't know that has any impact on the lobbying piece. But on the overall financial piece, it makes good sense so long as it's done in a rational fashion.
Do you think, and this is our last question because we got to get another break here, but do you think that when you step back from all the legislating that Congress is moving forward and you look at the TARP bailouts of the big banks, and you look at the, what many people think is an implicit guarantee by the government that the too big to fail institutions will be backed up if they screw up. There has been an argument, I've heard an argument, that you take that together and you've created a system that that is tilted even more towards the big banks against the smaller banks because of these guarantees and because of the bailouts. Do you think that's true?
No, and in the legislation that we just passed out of the House to the Senate, it's just the opposite. The biggest banks are under a lot of scrutiny. They, if there is any perceived risk to the system, higher margins, reserves, capital requirements are made in the first order, second order. If there is still a risk to the system in any way, shape, or form, divestiture. So you order the sale of the stockbroker arm, or you order the sale of the insurance arm or the mortgage arm. So then there are tremendous powers to break up the big banks. And then the third piece is, if they continue to be a risk to the system, you close them, you liquidate them, and you put them out of existence. That, we have taken such powerful steps against these banks to avoid what happened last fall from happening again. I just think that we're going to do just the opposite of that. Smaller banks don't come under that kind of threat. We want them to grow and flourish in a prudent way. But the big banks, there are a lot of powers now to break them up if necessary.
And Ed Perlmutter, I want to just put in a public way that if and when you announce your decision about 2010 for the gubernatorial election, please come back and discuss it with us when you've made that decision. We're all ears for that. And I just want to also say that I personally would love it if you ran for governor of Colorado. I'm not saying I can't endorse any one or another candidate. I'm just saying for the record that I would love to see you run for that office, because as you know, I'm definitely, you and I disagree on some things, but I'm a fan of what you're about and what you're trying to do.
Well, David, thank you very much, and to you and your listeners, Happy New Year.
You too. Talk to you soon. That was Congressman Ed Perlmutter of Colorado's 7th District. 751 here on AM 760 Progress. Let's get, if we can, Turk is finishing. Oh, he's saying hello to the congressman.
Oh, he's going skiing today.
Oh,
that's
nice.
I just want to say, don't fall.
He will. And use a helmet. Use a helmet.
Yeah, exactly. So he's heading to the hills.
Man, it's cold out there.
Man.
Skiing today must be brutal.
It's going to be cold up in the hill.
It's going to be real brutal. All right, let's get traffic.
All right, do have a few crashes. You can imagine, Dave, it's stop and go pretty much everywhere you're headed on the highways around town. We do have some accidents to tell you about. Westbound C-70 at Alameda, one on northbound 2 1/4 just after Alameda. Delays all the way back past Parker Road. A couple of accidents cleared. Southbound 225 at Iliff, one on northbound I-25 around 6th Avenue. New crash, single car accident, southbound side of I-25 as you approach I-70. Also going to be slow going on the turnpike due to an earlier crash around Federal for those westbounders. Forecast,
Patchy fog in the AM, but mostly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-teens. Currently 0 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Join the University of Denver's top-ranked Daniels College of Business at a graduate information session for working professionals Thursday, January 14th. Register and learn more about their MBA programs at daniels.du.edu.
Sunday on HBO, hold tight for a new season of Big Love.
We share a new beginning.
A new season of surprises.
We are disintegrating.
A new season of suspense.
If we keep our secret, a whole new life is ours to claim.
Big Love, the new season premieres this Sunday at 9, 8 Central, only on HBO.
Maybe unorthodox, but family will always come first.
Big Love Season 3, now available on DVD and digital download.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
7:53, now's the time we talk to Mike Spear of Presidential Brokerage, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600 for the team at Presidential Brokerage. There's a lot of conflicting news out there about the economy. We heard yesterday when we talked to Mike about the number of jobs that have been lost. Colorado, actually, its unemployment rate is not as bad as the rest of the nation. Mike, what are the markets? How are they reacting to all this different kind of conflicting news out there?
Well, the markets continue to be slightly negative today, David. The Dow is down 50 points right now. The Nasdaq's down 12.5, and the S&P is down 4.25. But I think the thing that infuriates me the most is that there are factual points out there that I think people need to go to. And part of the problem with this, and I know it's your job to be somewhat of a political animal, and all of us need to be concerned about the politics out there. But the thing that does, or one of the things that does, is really confuses fact from fiction, because you've got the left saying one thing and the right saying another thing, and not necessarily always you'll hear truthful stuff on the far ends of either of those spectrums. We need to live where the rest of the Americans live, and that's, I think, my opinion, is someplace in the middle. Many of our attributes are looking good, or many data points are good right now, and many are bad, so it is a little bit confusing, but you want to be careful not to let politics tell you how to invest. You want to let facts tell you. Facts are where it's at when it comes to investing. Not opinion, not right, not left, not middle, but facts. And there are lots of facts out there that can tell us how to invest today. And in fact, I have some tremendous, in my opinion, some tremendous data points that tell us where the market is today and how we should position ourselves. So if you'd like to share in those thoughts, call us at Presidential Brokerage.
You know, I couldn't agree more about the point about facts here, because I just yesterday dug up a quote, and this was from a couple of years ago, where the conservatives were saying all workers need to do is simply dump their money, all their money, into stocks, and without any strategy at all, and then we can cut Social Security benefits and workers will be completely fine. And the point here is not that you shouldn't invest in stocks. The point here is you can't just dump your money into the stock market without any kind of strategy and just hope everything goes up. That's why you got to call the team at Presidential Brokerage, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. You have to have a strategy in a market like this that is moving all over the place. Mike, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, David.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
Rate based on APR of 5.53%. Approval contingent on full underwriting analysis. Check website for licensing information. Premium Capital Funding, LLC, DBA Top Dot Mortgage, 125 Jericho Turnpike, Jericho, New York.
You've worked hard to get where you are. A nice house. A couple of cars in the garage. Unfortunately, you've also got an adjustable rate mortgage that could increase any time. But now you can take control, because Top Dot Mortgage, an equal housing lender, is now offering FHA 30-year fixed rate loans at the historical low of 4.875%. 10%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month. You heard me. Hundreds of dollars a month. At TopDot, we provide a low-stress, customized approach so you can get the right mortgage to suit your individual needs. And right now, you can get your rate absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
757 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rick on 225. Rick dialing in from the highway. Hope you're driving safely there, Rick. How you doing? What's up?
Oh, just fine. I'm driving very slowly. I went to the University of Washington, and I fell into this back then where we had to pay an athletic fee, and I was an evening student, but we were not allowed to use the athletic facility. So I looked into it. And all the money was going towards, obviously, athletics, the football team, the basketball team. Football was really hot at that time. They were a winning team. And University of Washington was actually losing money to the football team. I think they should break them away and just make them clubs that maybe lightly affiliated.
You know, there's been talk about doing that, about breaking away some of these big-time sports programs from the big universities. And we're talking about the national title game, the College Bowl system. And they're definitely, it's a good example of why there needs to be reform. Hey, drive safely there, Rick. All right, stick around. After the break, Colorado Democratic Party Chairwoman Pat Watt.
Daily Lending Tree Mortgage Rate Update. Refinance today and get a 30-year fixed rate for only 4.625%, 4.82% APR. Terms and conditions apply. Go to LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-8733.
Hey, y'all, this is Craig Morgan. Like my song says, bonfires can be a whole lot of fun, but they can also lead to a wildfire if they aren't properly extinguished. So remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. To learn more, check out SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
Need advice about simple home repairs? The Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show gives tips on money-saving home repair, buying, and selling a home, and provides a forum for homeowner questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. Frank Sedapani, there's breaking news from St. Louis. Police are swarming over a manufacturing plant where an armed man has wounded at least three people. One unconfirmed report says one person is dead. A man who works nearby heard the gunplay.
15 to 20 rapid gunshots with a pause of about 5 seconds in between more gunshots. After that, I ran inside.
KMOX reporter Brian Kelly says the shooting scene's a factory that makes electrical transformers and automation equipment.
A man who's worked at that company about 30 years showed up this morning with two weapons, including an assault rifle, and shot a couple of people in the parking lot at point-blank range, about 8 feet away.
It's not clear if that gunman is still on the premises.
Police are trying to get employees out. They're bringing them out in groups. Those they can get, the ones that they can't get to, are now holed up in offices. And the gunman is still at large. And
Kelly says there's no known motive for the shooting. The Labor Department is reporting a small increase in the number of new unemployment claims that were filed last week. Economist Stuart Hoffman says claims fell sharply the two previous weeks, so it's no cause for concern.
It clearly shows, along with other data, that the layoffs that were so prevalent in the economy in the first half of last year have really tapered off now.
Some forecasters say tomorrow's December employment report could show the first gain in payroll jobs in 2 years. Retailers were hoping for a last-minute Christmas rush, and they got it. Analyst Ken Perkins says most of the big chains are reporting modest but better than expected December sales.
Consumers are feeling a little bit more comfortable that the jobs market isn't going to implode. They're feeling like they can spend a little bit more, and I think that's reflective in these small gains that we're seeing off these lows last year.
A Northwest Airlines flight for Detroit was about to leave Miami last night when one of the passengers, an Arabic-speaking man, caused a ruckus.
He made some comments about he didn't like Jewish people.
that he was going to kill Jewish people.
Police spokeswoman Veronica Ferguson says the man was taken off the plane and arrested. How did a man with explosives hidden in his underwear manage to board a Detroit-bound flight on Christmas Day? The answers will be in a report the White House is due to release in 3 hours. National Security Advisor James Jones told USA Today it won't sugarcoat the truth.
I think once people read it, I think there's a shock.
Some studies said radiation from cell phones could pose a health risk. Now there's research that points to what could be a benefit. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Gary Arendash's University of South Florida research team thought when mice with Alzheimer's were exposed to cell phones, there would be further damage. The opposite occurred.
Electromagnetic fields actually had a direct effect on the disease process,
preventing the buildup of brain plaques. In this study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, the illness was reversed in mice with symptoms and the memories of normal mice improved. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The averages are moving lower in early Wall Street trading. The Dow Industrials are down a little bit more than 60 points. This is CBS News.
Who uses Oreck upright vacuums? Over 10 million people, that's who. People with do, as do people with a because whether you have a or a you know that pet hair somehow ends up everywhere. That's why there's the new incredibly maneuverable Oreck XL Platinum Pilot Vacuum with 360 steering. The new Oreck Pilot turns with the flick of a wrist to easily go where pet hair does. Turn left, turn right. Go in corners and corner furniture all in one clean motion. Call 1-877-98-ORECK today to find out who else cleans with an Oreck.
Through January 13th, get free shipping on most orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. Even if it's bulky like a closet storage system or chunky like a countertop appliance or a bathroom fixture, getting it delivered to your door will cost you exactly zero thanks to free shipping on orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar seems to be the name on everyone's lips to run for governor now that Bill Ritter is out of the picture. There could be a decision by this weekend.
The fact that Salazar was thinking about getting into that race says to me that the Democrats have a good chance of holding onto that governor's seat. And the reason governor's seats are very important in a year like 2010 is redistricting. States lose congressional seats, they gain congressional seats, but what every member of Congress cares about is where their lines are drawn.
Democratic strategist Mary Ann Marsh, the Obama administration has given Salazar the green light to consider coming back to Colorado. No record low, but it's plenty cold around the metro area, and a little bit of snow has things very slick on the highways.
As you head more west, the conditions, the snow's getting a little more thicker. However, all the highways are pretty much snow-packed and icy just due to the really cold temperatures. We do have snow plows that are working around the clock at this time.
That is CDOT's Jarrett Handy. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche lost last night to the New York Islanders. Final was 3-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a miserable drive as you're out and about right now. We've got snow-packed and icy conditions, as you've just heard. We're seeing significant delays as you're out and about. You'll want to tack about a half hour on to your normal morning commute if you're just heading out. Some of the slowest stretches look like they're westbound I-70 coming up on Havana, dragging. And a new accident, southbound I-25 approaching I-70. We've got word of a new crash in Aurora, northbound 225. This is north of Alameda. Sounds like some semis are stuck. This is I-70 traveling on the westbound side. This is on the west side of the metro, actually, right around C-470. Everybody's having to look at it. Sounds like those slowdowns start at Colfax. Quick check on today's forecast. No more snow, but it's going to be extremely cold with a high barely cracking the double digits. We'll be windy at times, dropping it. The temperatures making it feel colder than it really is. Windchill values could drop down to negative 12. Currently, it's 1. I'm Todd Parker, AM-60, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through January, when you visit your local neighborhood Toyota dealer, buy 3 tires and get the 4th for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. My temperature application on my computer says it's negative 2 out there. That is absolutely brutal.
I think your computer takes into account the wind chill factor.
It might. It might. What do you got? What are you saying?
I got a couple different ones. I look at a couple different ones. One is saying -5 with the wind chill, and one is saying 0.
It's somewhere
in between 0 and -5.
It is just brutal out there. So stay warm out there, and the roads are still pretty bad out there. This morning we've been talking about the national title game in college football, Texas versus Alabama tonight. We talked to sports writer Dave Zirin about why the bowl system, the overall system, is hurting our higher education system. It's our must-read of the day, his column. Find it at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We've also been talking about Governor Bill Ritter's announcement that he's not running for re-election in 2010. We just heard from Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter, who's saying he is considering running for that office, but everybody seems to be deferring and waiting to see what Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is going to do. There's a lot of talk out there that he's going to come back to Colorado and run for governor. Joining us now, Colorado Democratic Party Chairwoman Pat Walk. We talked yesterday with her, I guess, her antithesis, Dick Wadhams, about his feelings about that. Pat Walk, what do you make of Governor Ritter's announcement? What kind of a shockwave has it sent through the Colorado Democratic Party?
Oh, I think that there was a lot of shock, particularly day before yesterday when the news started leaking out. And as I talked to him yesterday myself, particularly I was concerned first and foremost for all of the grassroots county precinct people who've been working so hard already on his reelection campaign, being able to get some accurate news to them. And and we did have a conference call last night. I think we're all shocked, as we, some of us said, somewhat saddened, but on the other hand, understand where he's coming from. I certainly understand where he's coming from because I know him well.
Is it right to say that everybody is waiting to hear from Ken Salazar? Is it an accurate characterization, in your opinion, to say that the state's political establishment, Democratic Party establishment, Democratic Party leaders are waiting to hear from Ken Salazar?
I think there is some accuracy. I don't think that necessarily is affecting everyone. Certainly when I've talked to Ed Perlmutter, I know that that's his attitude, and that's what Mayor Hickenlooper has said. But there are other people out there who are looking at this race, and I don't think that it is you don't hear from them, well, I want to see what Ken Salazar is doing. They just kind of want to examine it from an overall perspective of what needs to be done for the state. Clearly, he's the giant. He is. You know, when in 2002, he was the only statewide candidate standing as a Democrat. He is able to, he's a great fundraiser. He's very articulate. He's traveled the state. The last time I was on a bus tour with Ken Salazar was last year during the Obama campaign. He didn't have to be out there, but he was out there on that bus in every community that bus went through. And so he certainly is a giant among people, but it's not to say he's the only candidate that could win this race for us.
Let me step back and ask you a more general question, both about this race, and it certainly applies to the U.S. Senate race. And again, on the line with us, Colorado Democratic Party Chairwoman Pat Walk. Is it your belief that contested party primaries, contested Democratic Party primaries, whether it's the governor's race, the U.S. Senate race, as just two examples, are a bad thing or a good thing? 5280 magazine, in its list of 50 of Denver's most powerful people, made a sort of an offhanded remark that Andrew Romanoff's primary challenge to Michael Bennett is a party weakening endeavor. Without going into specific campaigns or candidates, I just wonder, from your perspective as the chairwoman of the party, what your take is on whether there is a value or a danger of contested party primaries.
You know, the easier route to take is to have one single candidate that everyone coalesces around and spends all of their focus on supporting that candidate and pushing forward. But the fact is, we gain a lot by having primaries. We have an articulation of issues on the part of the different candidates. It helps them hone their message. It pushes them out further into, especially in a state like this where retail politics is important, out into the further reaches of the state where they need to count every single vote. So I think primaries are party strengthening mechanisms. It just creates a lot more work for people. And you know, and on the other side, you say you spend a lot of money that you could have devoted towards spending against the opponent and the other party. So I'm not opposed to primaries, but, you know, there are days when I wish that we knew who our candidate was and we forged ahead.
I you know, it's almost like exactly where I come down, which is this, that primaries, they can be headaches, but look, democracy is a headache, right? And quite often those headaches do right and ultimately bring out the best in people, not the worst in people. And I have to say, as just an editorial comment to this, the way, at least up until now, the U.S. Senate primary has been conducted, I mean, I don't get any sense that this primary, and it certainly could change, I don't get any sense that the Senate primary or that a gubernatorial primary would get all that personally nasty between the candidates. Let me follow up that question and ask you this. Do you expect there to be, even if Ken Salazar gets in, do you expect there to be a contested Democratic primary for governor in 2010?
I think it depends on who the candidate is. I think that there are some interests. You know, and I don't want to get into specifics at this point, but there are some candidates who, if they got in, I know that already people would say, I definitely am going to get in if this person gets in, you know, because, and mostly it has to do with issues that are important to the constituency. And then I think there are other candidates who carry enough weight on their own that although they wouldn't please 100% of the Democratic activists, they know that this is the right candidate for the party and for this state. So it really, really will depend on who the candidate is that steps forward, our candidates, and we're talking to a lot of people. Unfortunately, there was some news yesterday that we were having some kind of meeting yesterday to choose the candidate, and I was getting thousands of emails about it should be this person. That was not correct. That's not how we work. We are in the process, individually, members of Congress and some of the other elected officials and party officials are talking to individual people to see whether they're really interested, what's the depth of their interest, do they have the, you know, skills and capacity to do this, because if we've got a great candidate out there who is not totally adept at this, we want to be able to get behind them 1,000% and make sure they can do a good campaign.
Now, I asked Dick Wadhams yesterday, I put him on the spot, and I said, look, I want as honest an answer as you can give me about, and this is what I said to him, about why the Republican Party in Colorado has had so much trouble in 2004, in 2006, and in 2008. And he actually said, he made some comments about how he thought that the party had lost its way, and he made some fairly critical comments of George W. Bush. Take them for what they are. So I want to throw a similar question to you. When we look at Bill Ritter's re-election numbers, I mean, his numbers were fairly weak. I mean, they weren't devastatingly weak, but they were fairly weak. It's not to say he wouldn't have won re-election had he won. Why do you think the numbers reflected that kind of weakness?
Well, here's, and David, I don't need to tell you because you're just as politically attuned as anybody. First of all, let me just say that I've seen a number of different polls, and his polling varies depending on the poll. I've seen polls where his approval rating was 51%. You know, so I think that a push poll, first of all, as a sociologist, I have some doubts about the accuracy of it because of the self-selection of the person who's doing the polling. So I don't think this had to do with numbers. I wasn't worried about the numbers at all. And this was early on, and we have all these other issues out there. So that, to me, is not an issue, and those can be overcome. But we've got to be really careful about these polling these days. Last year was the pure example to me when I kept seeing polls that showed that Barack Obama was going to lose in the state of Colorado, And I knew that there were thousands and thousands of people who weren't being polled because they use cell phones, because they were newly registered, because they don't usually go out to the polls. I mean, my prediction was that we'd win by 9 percentage points. We did. So I think we've got to be very, very careful about polling.
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue here is in terms of why Democrats have done well, is one, I think we've run really good candidates. And I think that when the governor said yesterday, and it's a repetition of something I keep saying, we've got a huge bench out there of people that we have been nurturing and working with for years now. We've got a whole line of potential governors and senators and members of Congress and county commissioners, and that's what makes politics in Colorado really exciting now. So you start with that, and then you start with an attitude that this is not about a subsection of polling that you do. It's about every vote counts. You've got to be there every single place, talking to people, listening to them, even when they're angry at you. And I think Bill Ritter did that terrifically. And yesterday I was talking to him about a dinner that's coming up in Garfield County and said, can't you go ahead and do this? You know, you're still going to be the governor. I mean, he has been all over the state. And that's what I want out of a candidate who's committed to going into every far-reach part of this state, not just the Denver metro area, and saying, you know, I'm your public servant. I want to hear what you're worried about. I want to figure out how we can fix this. That's what winning is about. It's not about sound bites. It's not about, you know, trashing one candidate or the other. It's really about getting out there and reaching the people.
Well, and I have to say that even Bill Ritter's critics have acknowledged that the guy worked and works tirelessly. I mean, I've seen his schedule. The fact he has been everywhere. I mean, he's been as one person, but he's in like 15 different places at once. And I think that you make a point that almost nobody can disagree with. Some that kind of work ethic is definitely going to be necessary for all of the candidates, especially in 2010, when, you know, presidents' parties typically don't do as well as they do in the presidential year. Pat Walk, the chairwoman of the Democratic Party here in Colorado. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning, Pat. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, David. Bye.
8:19 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to open up the phones, and I'm going to fill you in on a pretty amazing story about Colorado Republican Party leader Mike Kaufman, the Congressman Mike Kaufman. I know you're not going to believe me when I say this to you, but Mike Kaufman endorsing single payer health care. Yes, Colorado Republican leader Mike Kaufman, the congressman, endorsing publicly single-payer health care. I'll fill you in on that story. Then we're going to open up the phones with a very simple question. Do you support Ken Salazar running for governor of Colorado? And if you support him, what do you like about him? What don't you like about him? Do you think he'd make a candidate? Should he be the Democratic Party's standard-bearer here in Colorado at the top of the ticket come 2010. We'll open up the phones, take your calls, 303-713-7600. You can go to our website, instant message in, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll get to it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Man, Dave, this commute is a nasty one for us. Probably the most brutal we've seen here in about a month or two. Crashes, westbound C-470 at Alameda, delays all the way back at Bowles for those westbounders. Northbound 225 after Alameda, backups there around Parker Road. Northbound I-25 after I-71 in the opposing lanes as well on southbound southbound I-25. There's your approach I-70. That's a single car spin out. A semi slid off the road. Westbound I-70 near C-470. So you can tell it's a pretty nasty commute going on. One more crash. Right lane block, two car accident, eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan. Your forecast today, mostly sunny but bitter cold, a high of 15 degrees. Tonight, clear skies and an overnight low of minus 6. Right now, 1 degree in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
AutoZone. Make sure your car can handle the cold by making a trip to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Hurry to AutoZone for your winter tune-up necessities. We have the parts and advice you need to keep your car running at peak performance. Right now, save a dollar when you buy a 12-ounce bottle of Chevron ProGuard fuel injector cleaner for $3.99. Keep your car running strong all winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The Road Show.
The birthers are now attacking Glenn Beck. Do you know that? Because Glenn Beck, he has mocked them as being crazies. Word to the birthers. When you're too crazy for Glenn Beck, it's a good time to take a look at yourself.
Randy Rhodes, weeknights at 7.
Look in the mirror. And if Joan Rivers is staring back at you, you're a Glenn Beck viewer.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
823 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I want to fill you in on this story about Mike Kaufman, the congressman in the old Tancredo seat. This is a pretty amazing story. And I don't know whether it says that Mike Kaufman is an idiot or Mike Kaufman is suddenly a super progressive. But check this out. This is a story from Politics Daily, which is a journalist. It's run by journalists in Washington, and they are excerpting the Denver Post. I'm going to read this to you. Hear this story. It's just incredible. And we're going to link to it on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Christmas was hard on Representative Mike Kaufman's battle-tested body. Not only did the Colorado congressman break his ankle, he also briefly found his foot in his mouth. Kaufman, a former Marine who keeps buff at age 54, was jogging on the golf course bordering his home in Aurora, Colorado, when he stumbled on a rock or some other obstruction hidden in the snow. He fell, cracking his ankle. Congressman and his wife went to an urgent care clinic in a strip mall, where he paid $30 for a temporary cast and a prescription, and later he went to the famed Stedman Hawkins Clinic in Vail, where he paid $350 for an expert opinion, he told the Denver Post. Quote, "I successfully tested our healthcare system," he said, with a laugh. Quote, "It works," he told the Denver Post. Of course, the healthcare system worked for him, many Coloradans undoubtedly thought when they read the item in Saturday's Post. Kaufman, a Republican member of Congress who voted against all healthcare reform bills, including the very strong one, or the fairly strong one, shouldn't call it very strong, but fairly strong one that moved through the House. Kaufman, who voted against that bill, is covered by the Cadillac of American healthcare plans, the Federal Employee Health Benefits Plan, which is a single-payer health care program. That's why his x-ray, temporary cast, and prescription cost him only $30. If he didn't have insurance, like some 45 million Americans, the tab most likely would be closer to $375, $150 for the visit, $150 for the splint, $75 for the x-rays, according to prices quoted at a popular downtown Denver urgent care clinic. So, in other words, Mike Kaufman said, quote, "I successfully tested our healthcare system. It works." And he was referring to the single-payer healthcare system that he himself is covered under. Now, the real question is whether Mike Kaufman is an idiot or not. Did he mean to endorse single-payer healthcare, or did he have no idea that he was doing that? And he wasn't effectively doing that. He was directly doing that, right? He was saying that he is in a single-payer healthcare system, the federal system, the Federal Employee Health Benefits System, as a member of Congress. So then the question becomes, after whether you decide whether he's an idiot or not, is why does Mike Hoffman oppose legislation to create a single-payer health care system if he says a single-payer health care system works? Right? This is the hypocrisy of the Republican Party here in Colorado and in this country. And what's really, really amazing about this story is that when you take the quotes of Mike Hoffman and you put them next to his votes, what he is saying is that he likes, he enjoys, he is happy to have and thinks it works wonderfully, a single-payer healthcare system for himself and for Republican members of Congress, but that apparently should not be allowed to be granted to the American public in whose name he governs. This is the ultimate form of elitism. The ultimate form of elitism. What's good for me is not good for my constituents and for the public. That's what Mike Hoffman is saying. What's good for me as an elite member of Congress should not be granted to the public at large. It is the ultimate form of elitism, especially when he's acknowledging here, right? It's not like he's saying, look, I have a single-payer healthcare system, but I don't like it. He's not only saying he likes it, he's saying he's tested it out and it works. So I'll throw that out there, too. Is Mike Hoffman an idiot, or what is he actually saying? Oh, we got to call him this. Okay. Alan in Arvada. Alan, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, you know, I'm covered by a company plan administered through one of the big-name insurance companies, so they pay everything. That doesn't mean I'm in a single-payer system.
No, that doesn't. No, that doesn't. That's right, except Mike Hoffman is in a government-sponsored single-payer healthcare system.
Yeah, but effectively it's the same thing
It is a government-sponsored. I mean, let me put it this way, Alan. What have I said that's not accurate? Is the federal employee health benefits plan? Are you arguing that the federal employee health benefits plan is not a government-sponsored single-payer healthcare system?
I am not arguing that.
Okay, well that's all I said.
What I am saying though is there's a great difference between that system and a nationwide every single person.
No, there's not a difference between that. No, there's not a difference because here's the thing. The Republican argument against government-sponsored single-payer healthcare system, I think you would agree, is that the government, it's an argument against big government. It's an argument that says the government can't manage healthcare. They keep talking about the government takeover. The government bureaucrats are going to take over your healthcare. I mean, you and I can agree on that, right? That's their message, right? Okay. So my point here is this. You can argue to me that you don't think at the scope of a nationwide plan that the government wouldn't have problems with that. My point is only here that Republicans cannot argue that the government hasn't been proven to be able to administer and to sponsor a single-payer government-sponsored healthcare system effectively. You can't argue that at once and then also say that the government-sponsored single-payer healthcare system you're in is fantastic and works. You can't, those are contradictory arguments. Those are mutually exclusive arguments.
Not necessarily, because you still have problems with Medicare. You have problems with the Indian health system. You have problems in the VA.
You got problems in private insurance as well. My point here is that this is the same person. Mike Hoffman is the same person who both himself and his other party members who say that government health care is bad. You can't say government health care is bad and then say, quote, I successfully tested our health care system. It works. And he's referring to the government health care, the single-payer government health care that he gets.
Well, is it one of the other arguments against single-payer for the country is that it is anti-competitive.
Well, Well, but here's the thing. The FEA. No, but hold on. Hold on a minute. Now, that's a good. That's another canard that's thrown out there. The FEHB. I've been in the Federal Employee Health Benefits Plan when I worked on Capitol Hill. The FEHB is a single payer. It is not a single provider. That is a big difference. The federal government is the single payer, but when you as a federal employee, you get to choose between all sorts of different plans. You get to choose Blue Cross Blue Shield. You get all sorts of choices. The point here is that there's only one payer paying for the plan. And that cuts out a huge amount of bureaucracy. I mean, look, my dad's a doctor. Anybody who comes from a family of doctors knows that for every doctor that you have in an office, you got to have, I don't know what it is, three, four people just to fill out the paperwork in terms of getting the payment system. That's why it's called single payer. It's not single provider. It's not even single insurance company. The government is the single payer. But you get to choose the insurance plan that you want to be on.
Yeah. I'm still going to disagree with you because I think there is a difference in scope. I think, you know, although they may administer the federal employee plan well, and I don't know all
and it's
all
a huge plan. I mean, the federal employee plan is
sure
huge.
Is. Yeah. But I think there's a difference in scope to say that because they can do that, they can administer it for the entire population.
I'll give you that argument, but I'll concede that. I mean, I disagree. I think the federal government could, but I think just to narrow it here a little bit, I think that Mike Kaufman and the Republicans can't argue that against the concept of single payer, specifically by saying that government health care is bad, and then simultaneously say that they're happy with their own government-sponsored single-payer healthcare system. There is a contradiction there, and we can get into the details of whether at a size and scope of a national level, whether such a plan could work, or how could you make it work, would it be expensive? That's all up for debate. But the Republican argument is anchored in arguing that government healthcare has been proven to be bad at the same time that they say that they enjoy the best health care in the world through their government-sponsored single-payer health care system. Hey, Alan, thanks for the call, man.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave, I'm with you except on one point. I thought single-payer meant that there was only one person writing checks to providers, so Medicare for all would be single-payer.
Yeah, well, no.
Whereas in this case, this is a government-run health plan, which is great, but it's not single-payer because Blue Cross might write to some providers and Aetna might write to others depending upon what you pick.
Here's how it works. Here's how it works. And this has been lost in the healthcare debate. There are single payer plans where the government is the single payer and the single provider. That's like the British model. You go to a hospital, it's government administered. It's one single plan. The federal plan is a single payer plan where the federal government is the single payer and you as an employee get to choose different plans. And the thing is, how it works is, you know, your Blue Cross proposal, your Blue Cross option would say, here you get this, this, and this benefit, and your premium is this. And then your Aetna option says, here's your plan is this, this, and this, and here's your option here. And here's your premium here. And the federal government, just like employers, right? Employers pay one side of your health care, and you pay your premium. So you get to choose. It's another version of single payer. Do I think it's the best version of single payer? You know, I'm not sure. Let me finish, and I'll let you go on. But was I happy with my health care when I was a federal employee? You're damn right I was happy with it. I mean, it was a great, just as a customer, it was a great, great plan. If it was the kind of health care that people in this country, that everybody in this country got, everybody in this country would be a whole hell of a lot happier with their health care.
See, and that's where I think there's something in between the two that we're missing, though, because I thought that the difference in a group plan and single payer, and then what you're talking about nationalized plans, was that single payer meant that Denver Health might, you know, is not owned or run, wouldn't be run by the government, but Medicare would pay Denver Health, whereas in your case, the government paid Aetna or Blue Cross, who then paid Denver Health.
That's right.
And it was getting rid of that middleman.
That's right. That's
the
right. There are two kinds of single payer. And there is an argument to be made that a truly national healthcare system would be one where there wasn't the middleman administrator, the insurance industry administrator. There's an argument to be made that that would be better. My point here is we're not talking about any of that, right? We're not even talking about a federal health care plan like the federal employees have, where there's one single payer. And remember, having one single payer, even when you have that middleman, saves a whole hell of a lot of money, because without that, you've got all sorts of different forms and all sorts of different paperwork and all sorts of different payers. It disempowers the consumer, because the consumer doesn't have one payer that can leverage all the consumers together. So I agree with you. I'm not saying the federal employee plan is perfect. What I am saying is that it is a hybrid kind of single payer program, and we're not even talking about that, right? We're not even talking about that because people like Mike Kaufman won't let us talk about that, even as they say that hybrid form of single payer works. That's a direct quote. Hey, thanks for the call, Josh. 837 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll take more of your calls. I'm still throwing it out there. We haven't gotten much of a response on it yet. What do you think about Ken Salazar running for governor? Do you think he should run for governor? Are you a fan of Ken Salazar, or do you not like Ken Salazar? Do you think he represents change from Bill Ritter? Is he better than Bill Ritter, worse than Bill Ritter? Is he going to be a strong candidate? The rumor is he's going to be running. 303-713-7600. Also, if you want to weigh in on this Mike Kaufman story, Mike Kaufman in the paper saying the healthcare system works after he got some treatment through his own healthcare plan, a single-payer, government-sponsored healthcare plan. What do you think about that? Hypocrisy or not? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Several accidents out there to avoid a new one. Multi-car crash southbound I-25 before County Line Road. Already seeing delays back past Arapahoe. Also an accident northbound 225 after Alameda. Back to I-25. Got a crash on the northbound side after I-70. A semi slid off the road westbound I-70 near C-470. Seeing delays all the way back past Denver West Boulevard in the single. It looks like traffic's barely moving there as well. Also got a crash, right lane block, two-car crash, eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan. It's a really messy commute going on. Be extremely careful this morning. Side street's going to be slick as well. Your forecast today, patchy fog in the AM, but mostly in cold, highs in the mid-teens. Overnight low of minus 6 degrees. Sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-20s. Currently 2 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on January 14th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that uses blown-in insulation to reduce your energy usage. Best Way Insulation was trusted with re-insulating the governor's mansion and will provide the same great service to AM 760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
Eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-449-6151, 1-800-449-6151, 1-800-449-6151.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hair stylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow, I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works, growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount. Save
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, get a $500 Skyrun vacation certificate for only $250. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
So what's this new home loan all about? My bank, my loan, my way. It's a first deed line of credit. Keeps your equity available to you all the time. You can pay your principal at any time. And you can draw at any time. And you use your normal checking account balance throughout the month to lower your mortgage balance, thereby lowering the interest you pay. So you can shorten your mortgage by years without changing your spending habits. It's the best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Here on AM760 Progressive. Talk up on our website, linked right now, link to this article, Colorado Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman saying of single-payer health care, it works. He was talking about how he went to an urgent care facility and got great care very inexpensively. Why did he get such inexpensively and good care? Because he is covered by the Federal Employee Health Benefits Plan, which is a single-payer, government-sponsored health care plan, the kind of plan that Mike Kaufman has voted against and opposed in Congress for years. Hypocrisy? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Then also, the big political story, Ken Salazar, the rumor is he's coming back home to run for governor after Bill Ritter announced he's not running. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600 or instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. You'll find our that Mike Kaufman article. You'll also find the must-read of the day, sports writer Dave Zirin's article about why the college bowl system is destroying higher education. Tonight's national title game, Texas versus Alabama. That article linked at our website. We'll go back to the phones now. We will go to Lori in Boulder. Lori, you're on AM760.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
I think that Mike Kaufman was talking about something a little bit different. I think he was talking about the rationing aspect of health care.
Meaning what?
Meaning that it in a way, talking in code, saying to the very wealthy and the moderately wealthy out there that have private health care plans, that right now you can go into urgent care and there's no waiting because the riffraff aren't also getting access to the care maybe that you need when you might have.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. You're saying he's saying that it works in the sense that rich people like him and elites like him can get health care, even though other people, for instance, 45 million uninsured Americans, can't get that kind of care.
Right, and I think it's a wonderful opportunity for progressives to call him on that and say, Mr. Kaufman, is that what you mean? It's perfectly okay with you for 45 million not to have access to the care that you got over the weekend because that care has to be there waiting for you and other important
people. Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because this story reported in Politics Daily goes on and it asked him what he meant by this, and his office panicked. And by the way, if you want to call Mike Kaufman's office and ask him about this, 720-283-9772. Again, 720-283-9772. And He said, I'm reading here, the congressman thinks that urgent care facilities may be a bright spot in health care reform. And he said that the congressman has also previously said that the health care system is definitely in need of fixing. And they are now saying that Kaufman was merely joking, that he was being sarcastic. Now, folks, I've heard some spin before, right? I used to be a spokesperson on Capitol Hill, and you got to come up with better spin than saying, oh, he didn't mean it. He was just kidding. Although, you know where that comes from, right? That kind of spin comes from Rush Limbaugh, right? Every time Rush Limbaugh makes an outrageously offensive statement, what does Rush Limbaugh say? Oh, I was just kidding. I was just joking around. Well, no, you weren't joking around, Mike Kaufman. When you said that the healthcare system works for you, that you got good care, you probably did get good care. It probably did work for you. And it worked for you because you were in a single-payer, government-sponsored healthcare system. Although, Lori, I do like your idea that maybe what he was really saying was that he was happy that it works for him and that it doesn't work for others. Very, very good point. Thanks for your call, Lori.
Thank you.
All right. Keith in Clear Creek. Keith, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
Ken Salazar.
Yes.
He may be from like a 14th generation Colorado ranch family, but when he puts that cowboy hat on, it looks like a left-hand glove on a right hand. You know what I'm saying? And that's just an appearance issue. I know that uber liberals get very upset when they hear blue-collar Democrats who are against unbridled, illegal immigration. But I happen to be one of them. And when Ken Salazar held the chief law enforcement office of the state as attorney general, suddenly and without warning, a few million illegals entered our state, drove wages down, took away jobs. He wasn't doing his job. And I think just as importantly, this man has held many public offices, including now the Interior Secretary. I think it's time for him to mosey on down to the ranch, put his hat on, and raise alpacas.
Well, let me, you've raised a lot of issues here. I mean, let's go through them all. Ken Salazar as Attorney General. Ken Salazar as Attorney General as it relates to immigration. Look. The immigration issue is an immigration issue, is an issue that needs to be dealt with at the federal level. I mean, it is a national sovereignty issue. It is a national border issue. I think that you cannot, it is absolutely unfair. And I am a critic of some of the things Ken Salazar has done. But it is not fair to say that because he was attorney general when there was an increase in undocumented immigration in this state, that was his fault. It is not the purview of his office to be the chief enforcer of federal immigration laws. I think that when you look at our immigration system, it is clearly broken. I think you're right. Both progressives and conservatives don't want to have an honest discussion about immigration. And an honest discussion about immigration is one that says, look, we have created trade policies. We have created all sorts of corporate policies that have encouraged undocumented immigration at our southern border, that simply bashing undocumented immigrants is unacceptable, and simply saying that that a huge amount of undocumented immigration is completely acceptable. My opinion on immigration is very, very simple. We have to increase the amount of legal immigration in this country. We have to change our trade laws to make sure that we are not destroying countries to our southern border, their economies, forcing people off their land, forcing them to choose between trying to get across the border illegally in order to put food on the table of their families, or starving to death back in their home countries of Mexico and Central America. And I also think that, and by the way, the reason I think we need to increase legal immigration is because if undocumented immigration hurts the economy, it hurts it in a way. The only reason an employer hires undocumented immigrants is so that they can abuse labor laws, so that they can abuse wage laws. They know that an undocumented worker won't go to law enforcement officials and say, hey, I'm getting ripped off, hey, I'm getting mistreated at work. They can't because they're undocumented. So you have to increase legal immigration so that those folks are in the system, so that they are citizens in the system and they can have their rights enforced. getting back to Ken Salazar, I don't think you can blame him for his term as Attorney General for the increase in undocumented immigrants in this state. And I really hope, Keith, that you would refrain from bashing undocumented immigrants and look at this system and this problem in a more systemic way. Bashing undocumented immigrants is bashing some of the most tragic figures in an economy that has created such a race to the bottom. Hey, thanks for the call. 8:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, four accidents now on southbound I-25. Let's start up on the north end. Going to find one just before 104th Avenue. Another one as you approach I-70. Then going to find one after you get through the DU area, southbound side of 25 near 225. And then one final crash, a multi-car accident southbound 25 before County Line. Other crashes to avoid out there, have one in the median, westbound I-70 approaching Tower Road. Also had a semi slid off the road, westbound I-70 near C-470. And finally, got one on 6th Avenue, eastbound side at Sheridan. Early clear yesterday. Today's going to take some time as people still trying to wrap up this morning's commute. It's extremely slippery out there with the cold weather. Forecast mostly sunny but bitter cold. High around 15 degrees tonight. Clear skies. That means it's going to be cold too. A low of minus 6. Right now 2 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Join the University of Denver's top-ranked Daniels College of Business at a graduate information session for working professionals Thursday, January 14th. Register and learn more about their MBA programs at daniels.du.edu.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that uses blown-in insulation to reduce your energy usage. Best Way Insulation was trusted with re-insulating the governor's mansion and will provide the same great service to AM 760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds. For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, right-size smoothies. So that's when I decided to try right-size smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free 2-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
Rate based on APR of 5.53%. Approval contingent on full underwriting analysis. Check website for licensing information. Premium Capital Funding, LLC, DBA Top Dot Mortgage, 125 Jericho Turnpike, Jericho, New York.
You worked hard to get where you are. A nice house. A couple of cars in the garage. Unfortunately, you've also got an adjustable rate mortgage that could increase any time. But now you can take control, because Top Dot Mortgage, an equal housing lender, is now offering FHA 30-year fixed-rate loans at the historical low of 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month. You heard me. Hundreds of dollars a month. At Top Dot, we provide a low-stress, customized approach so you can get the right mortgage to suit your individual needs. And right now, you can get your rate absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
If you're a man who wants to feel confident in the bedroom and have the longest, most powerful sexual experiences possible, the time has come. Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor, and I want to tell you about the revolutionary herbal supplement for male enhancement, Zencor Plus. Zencor Plus will work for you. Zencor Plus performs the first time and every time, guaranteed. Just take Zencor 45 minutes before sexual activity, and you'll experience powerful results. In fact, we are so sure you'll love Zencor's tremendous results that we want to send you a free sample so you can try Zencor for yourself. Once you try it, there's no doubt that you will become one of Zencor's thousands of satisfied customers.
Find out how to get your free supply of Zencor before it's too late. Call 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986.
856 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're getting a lot of your instant messages here. A lot of instant messages saying that people would not be happy if Ken Salazar runs for governor of Colorado. That's the big political news, that he is thinking about running for governor. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Also, check our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. This story, Mike Kaufman, the Republican representative, saying that he went through a health care thing where he broke his ankle, saying that the system works because he had low bills and good care. Well, guess why he had low bills and good care? Because he's part of a single-payer health care plan, the government employee health care system, which is single-payer. Why does Mike Kaufman then oppose single-payer? You can call his office, 720-283-9772. Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Dave.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call. My comment is Ken Salazar is an opportunist. He bounces from job to job, and I'll give you an example. He was not interested in running for Senate back in 2006, I believe it was, or 2004, I believe it was, and he was perfectly happy to let Mike Miles take the fall for the Democratic Party, but as soon as Ben Nighthorse Campbell dropped out, he leaped into the race. And to me, that's kind of hypocritical.
Well, I don't know if it's hypocritical. I mean, he certainly, look, a lot of politicians are opportunistic, right? They seize the opportunity. I mean, do you have a policy problem with Ken Salazar?
Well, I mean, first of all, introducing Alberto Salazar, or is it Alberto...
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. He's my good friend. Being a part of the Gang of 14.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and the thing is, a lot of people are instant messaging in with specific complaints about how Ken Salazar handled himself as a senator. And I think those are valid, and those need to be talked about. Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. We will continue to talk about it, and we will also get an update on legislation that would put a moratorium on mandates on insurance companies here in Colorado after the national news.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. We're online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. It was before 7 a.m. at the ABB power plant in St. Louis when a man with an assault rifle opened fire.
I heard multiple gunshots, probably 8, 9, 10 in a row, then a pause, and 8, 9, 10 in a row again.
At least one person is reported dead, perhaps four others injured. The suspect is said to be an assembly line worker at the plant, which makes transformers. KMOX Radio's Brian Kelly is there and says the hunt is on for the gunman.
Police have moved in on the building to see if he is inside, but one ABB employee told me that his concern was that the gunman was able to get out the back, cross some railroad tracks, and there could have been a car waiting for him there. So while police are focused on the building still, They've also alerted neighboring agencies to be on the lookout.
To Washington now, and in a few hours, President Obama is due to describe what went wrong and what he'll do to fix security lapses surrounding the Christmas Day terror attempt. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer.
Well, Steve, the president will try to reassure the country on all that. He'll announce plans to hire more air marshals and intelligence experts. He'll outline plans to tighten the watch list and no-fly procedures. He will discuss the terror analysis process. CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate explains the challenge there.
The agencies can't simply dump the information into databases and expect someone to magically find it. They've got to evaluate it and flag it.
And the president will flag some of the issues that led to what he has already described as a security screw-up. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
An Ohio man was hauled off a Detroit-bound Northwest Airlines flight early this morning while it was taxiing in Miami. Veronica Ferguson with the Miami Police says 43-year-old Mansoor Mohammed Assad made threats and got violent.
Mr. Assad created the disturbance, and during the disturbance, he made a comment that he did not like Jewish people. That's when the flight crew made a determination that the plane should be returned back to the gate.
Officials say they found no weapons or explosives on the suspect. Add snow to the bitter cold in parts of the Midwest, and this weekend temperatures will dive even lower in much of the country. CBS's Manuel Gallegos in Claremont, Florida, says the concern is not only about crops that will suffer.
Beekeepers say that you can lose a lot of the bee population when the weather's really cold because the bees cluster in their hives where it's warm, about 90 degrees in the hive, but the only food that they have inside, which is their own honey. And when that runs out, you lose bees potentially to death.
Most retailers reporting encouraging December sales. Costco and Kmart beat expectations. Sears and The Limited are raising profit forecasts. Consumer researcher Sharon Martis says it's good news, but there should be a grain of salt.
Consumer spending won't fully heal until the unemployment number starts to improve.
The second time using a new one-drug method, Ohio has successfully executed a 37-year-old man who killed a shopkeeper in a 1993 robbery. Wall Street, the Dow is up 5, NASDAQ down 4. This is CBS News.
Through January 13th, get free shipping on most orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. Even if it's bulky like a closet storage system or chunky like a countertop appliance or a bathroom fixture, getting it delivered to your door will cost you exactly zero thanks to free shipping on orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
Who uses Oreck upright vacuums? Over 10 million people, that's who. People with do, as do people with a because whether you have a or a you know that pet hair somehow ends up everywhere. That's why there's the new incredibly maneuverable Oreck XL Platinum Pilot Vacuum with 360 steering. The new Oreck Pilot turns with the flick of a wrist to easily go where pet hair does. Turn left, turn right. Go in corners and corner furniture all in one clean motion. Call 1-877-98-ORECK today to find out who else cleans with an Oreck.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado Democrats say they're confident they'll keep the governor's seat, even with Governor Bill Ritter deciding not to run for re-election.
We'll have a great candidate, and I think this has got to be the Republicans' worst nightmare. They've been gearing up to go after Bill Ritter, and whatever mistakes or perceived mistakes, they were focused on that. And this changes the whole game.
Congressman Ed Perlmutter says he's flattered his name is being tossed around as a possible candidate, but he says he'll wait to see if either Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper or Interior Secretary Ken Salazar decide to run. Friends and family gathered at a bonfire in Conifer last night to remember two teens killed Tuesday in a three-car crash on U.S. 285. 16-year-old Kenneth Barnett of Evergreen was driving the car that crossed the median. His 16-year-old passenger, Mara Parslow, was also killed. Both attended Conifer High School. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche gave up a late goal that was the difference in last night's 3-2 loss to the Islanders. Both the Avs and the Nuggets are off tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're looking at late delays at the tail end of this morning's commute. This due to crashes and snowpack and icy conditions all around Denver, as well as lots of volume. The latest accident we're getting word on is northbound 225 at Colfax. Police are not even on scene of that one. We've got a multi-vehicle crash being cleaned up southbound I-25 before County Line. We're still looking at delays on the west side. This is because of semis not being able to get up the hill right around Colfax and C-470. They're having to chain up. There's a big tow truck out there trying to pull those guys up the hills, so everybody has to look at it, causing some problems there. Southbound I-25 on the approach to 84th. There's a single vehicle accident, debris in the road. That's going to cause some problems. Now, as things are trying to wind down, everybody's going about 30 miles an hour slower than usual, so do factor that into your ride, both in and out of work. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, but cold with a high of only around 10 degrees. Getting windy at times, dropping the temperature values down to negative 12. Currently, it's 3. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
907 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Getting a lot of your instant messages here about this Mike Kaufman story. We posted the story. AM760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Mike Kaufman endorsing single-payer health care. I know, that sounds insane. Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman endorsing single-payer health care. He's quoted in the Denver Post talking about how he broke his ankle, went to an urgent care facility, paid very little out of pocket, $30 or so, got a cast, got treatment, and he said, I've tested the healthcare system and it works. Well, guess what, folks? The reason it worked, as Politics Daily and the Denver Post reports, is because Mike Kaufman is covered under the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program, which is a government-sponsored single-payer healthcare system. Now, it is one form of single-payer healthcare system. The government is the single payer. It pays to insurance companies which administer the benefits. But the government is the single payer. You get to choose among different plans. There is another kind of single payer program out there where the government pays directly to the healthcare providers. The VA is a single payer system in that sense. But both of them are single payer systems. Am I saying the FEHB, the Federal Health Employee Health Benefits Plan, is the perfect single-payer plan? No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that a Colorado Republican congressman is saying that the form of single-payer health care that he is enjoying works. After that same Republican congressman and his Republican Party has not even allowed any discussion of any single-payer program to be heard or to be considered in Congress. There is a hypocrisy there. What do you think about it? 303-713-7600. Also, Ken Salazar, thinking about running for governor of Colorado. That's the latest news off the wire. Do you think that's a good thing? Would that be a good thing, a bad thing? Would he be a strong candidate, a weak candidate? What do you like about Ken Salazar? I keep hearing from people, oh, he's going to be such a strong candidate and he's great. But what exactly, what precisely do you like about Ken Salazar? What has he done? This is a very important question. I want to know, because I keep hearing this from people. And remember I played that Sarah Palin video where her supporters couldn't really tell anybody why they really supported her other than, oh, she's great. Well, what specifically do you like about Ken Salazar? Because I can't come up with anything that I particularly like. I mean, yeah, he'd be better than Scott McGinnis. Okay, there's one thing. But something from his career where I've been like, wow, he's amazing. He's done an amazing work in the Senate or as Colorado Attorney General. I'm just curious about that. I throw that out there as an honest question. All right, before we get to the phones, we're going to go, as promised, first to get an update on a very, very important bill moving in the Colorado legislature as it relates to health care. We're going to get an update from Katie Redding of the Colorado Independent. The headline in the Colorado Independent, insurance industry pushing measure to stall maternity bill, a proposal that would institute a one-year moratorium on insurance mandates, aims to wipe out a number of measures slated for next session, including legislation that would require Colorado insurance companies to cover maternity care and birth control. That was the story from Katie Redding in the Colorado Independent. Katie joins us now on the line to discuss this story. Katie, first question for you. This legislation that is being proposed, before we get into the politics of it, this would create a moratorium on any and all mandates on insurance companies. Mandates meaning laws from the legislature that would say to an insurance company, you have to cover this and this, X, Y, and Z. Am I getting the gist of it right?
That's correct. The bill would actually do two things, and that's the first thing it would do. And the second thing it would do is require that the mandate commission have more time to look at bills and evaluate them and decide how much they're going to cost. The mandate commission was started in 2003, but apparently, you know, it hasn't been used as well as it could have been. That's what the legislators pushing the bill say.
So,
but it would also absolutely, you know, have a moratorium for a year.
Now, the politics of this are fascinating. I'm not sure folks have heard about this, but State Representative Kathleen Curry left the Democratic Party in recent weeks. She was a Democrat. She represents the West Slope. I think, where is she at? She's in Gunnison? That's right, Gunnison. And she left the Democratic Party declaring herself an independent. And there is talk that she left the Democratic Party over this particular bill. She basically saying, if I'm reading your story right, and I'm reading the reporting on this right, that one of the things she was upset about was that the Democratic Party in the legislature was going to oppose this bill. Is that really what's going on with this party switch?
You know, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. Haven't been able to get a hold of Kathleen. I think all the legislators are heading back to Denver right now. That's what Colorado Polls reported. They're a sort of insider blog. And they said, you know, that's really the reason she left the party. It's certainly, you know, we're not sure why she left because it doesn't benefit her. She's going to have to run, as a write-in candidate next year because she won't have enough time, to register as an independent. So the big question is, why did she leave the party? And, you know, her reasons were, well, I just don't agree with the Democratic Party anymore. And so I think what we all want to know is why.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. What don't you agree with? I don't really. What's amazing to me is this bill would seem, I mean, what are the, let's put it this way. What are the arguments for this bill? Because I think if the public is anywhere these days, it's at least in a place where it believes, when you look at polls, that the public supports the concept of better regulation of the insurance industry, telling the insurance industry, you can do this, you can't do this. I mean, what are the arguments being floated for a moratorium on insurance mandates here in the state?
You know, I talked to Ellen Roberts last night, the Republican from Durango, who is also pushing this bill, or also introducing the bill. And what she gave me two reasons, really. She said one reason is that she sees employers out on the Western Slope who are frustrated with the fact that their insurance rates keep going up, and the insurance companies or the underwriters, you know, the salesmen are telling them that this is because of mandates.
They are, because the insurance companies don't like mandates, so they're saying, oh, the only reason we're gouging you the employers, or you the individual customers, the only reason we're gouging you is because, oh, the government is telling us what to cover.
Right. And then the other reason Ellen gave last night was, we don't know what federal reform will look like exactly, And we wouldn't want to offer more in Colorado than the federal government
decides
that we have to.
God forbid we offer more consumer protections than the federal government. How horrible, how terrible that would be. God, what a total joke. It's really, I mean, this bill is really a nasty, as Colorado Polls itself said, a very nasty bill crafted by the insurance industry. Again, on the line with us, Katie Redding of the Colorado Independent. And you report here that the moratorium on insurance mandates here in Colorado, this bill is being proposed by the Colorado State Association of Health Underwriters, which is, of course, the insurance industry. And the thing is, talk to us about how this would, we had you on earlier to talk about how there's talk in the legislature that there are going to be other proposals to put some mandates on the insurance companies in the state. What mandates are being proposed right now, or do you expect to be proposed in the legislature that this bill would therefore invalidate?
You know, I think that January 13th is when bills come out, and that's when we're going to start to see what mandates are actually being proposed. And I imagine that legislators who are thinking of proposing mandates will try to get those out of the gate pretty fast, because they know that this moratorium is being proposed and probably being proposed very early in the session.
Now, you know what would be really, I wonder, and I'm putting you on the spot here. I don't know if you'll know the answer to this, because we'll have to see the last legislative language, but could we be in for one of these wink and nod situations where the Democrats pass a bunch of great sounding mandates? Oh, you got to cover maternity care. Oh, you got to do the insurance companies have to do this, this, and this, that are all very popular. And then also simultaneously, this bill, this moratorium bill, sort of sneaks through and basically effectively guts them. Is there a possibility of that happening?
You know, I guess there's always a possibility. That's not, you know, I think the Democrats I've talked to, you know, really say this is a terrible bill. We're really frustrated about this. And I think, you know, maybe almost feel like this is a roundabout way of opposing some of the measures that they're coming forward with. I talked to Jerry Frangus about a week ago. He's the one who has proposed a bill that would mandate insurance companies to cover maternity and birth control. And he said, I'm so frustrated about this bill, this moratorium bill, you know, because he said that would just, it would gut everything we're trying to do right now.
Well, you know, I mean, the benefit for Democrats, I think, from this bill is that if they actually aggressively oppose this bill, I mean, it seems to me that there is a good political upside for the Democratic Party in Colorado, in the legislature, to pick a fight with an insurance industry that is so wildly, and by the way, I think rightfully, unpopular. I mean, there could be a political upside to this for Democrats, couldn't there?
I think so. I think once you start to expose some of the things the insurance companies are doing, it's hard to believe that this is a good bill. For example, we looked at birth control recently, and Frangus's bill would mandate coverage of birth control on the independent market for individuals. And what we found was this crazy web of plans. Some plans offer birth control, a lot don't, and a lot of them have these weird, you know, they'll cover birth control but not the implantation. They'll cover birth control but only if you buy a rider. And none of this information is readily available to women. It's in the exclusions and limitations part of the policy. You have to ask for it. You have to really do your research. It's consumer beware, right? And so when you look at that, you say, of course we should just mandate insurance companies should cover birth control. And I think when consumers look at things like that, they get angry because it affects them. And then I think they do appreciate their legislators coming forward and saying, hey, okay, we're going to set some rules here. You can't just do whatever you want.
And I think, you know, I think it's so disingenuous. The insurance industry is so profitable. The idea, and I just, it I guess saddens me, but I'm not shocked that businesses would buy the argument from the insurers themselves who are ripping off small businesses, that they would actually buy the argument that, oh, there's too many mandates on us for what to cover, and that's why our premiums continue to increase, you know, exponentially year after year. I wish the small business community would realize that there is an obvious self-interest for the insurance industry when the insurance industry makes that absurd and ridiculous argument that what's really going on here is a system where the insurance industry is permitted because of a lack of mandates, because of a lack of regulation, to rip everybody, individuals and small businesses, and now bigger and bigger businesses, rip those people off. Katie Redding of the Colorado Independent, her article, Insurance Industry is Pushing a Measure to Stall the Maternity Bill and to Put a Moratorium on All Insurance Mandates Here in Colorado. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning. We'll post your article on our website at AM760. Great to talk to you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Sure, no problem. 920 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. We're going to open up the phones after the break. Do you think Ken Salazar would be a good candidate for governor? Would you support him? Are you happy to hear that he's thinking about running after Bill Ritter has announced he's not running for re-election? What are your thoughts on that? 303-713-7600. Then also, curious about your take on this Mike Kaufman story. Mike Kaufman sort of caught with his political pants down, if you will. He injures himself, breaks his ankle, goes to urgent care, gets great health care, cheap health care, because his health benefits pay for it. And he says the health care system works. It works. Well, guess what, folks? Mike Kaufman is in a single-payer, government-sponsored health care system called the Federal Employee Health Benefits Plan. So Mike Kaufman, the conservative right-wing Republican from Colorado, is effectively saying, not even effectively, is directly saying single-payer, the form of single-payer health care that he enjoys, which is only one form, but is certainly a form of single-payer, it works. Hypocrisy? What do you think? 303-713-7600. You can find that story about Kaufman on our website, am760.net. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, by this time yesterday morning, we had cleared all the highways around town. This morning, it's still stop and go. Pretty much everywhere you're heading, a couple of accidents on I-25, multi-vehicle crash southbound side before County Line. Also have a single car spin out southbound 25 as you approach Interstate 70. On I-70, got a crash in the median westbound side approaching Tower Road. Also, a semi slid off the road out on the west end, westbound I-70 at C-470. Seeing these stop-and-go jams all the way back at Denver West Boulevard. Also checking a crash on 6th Avenue, hampering people coming. Actually, it's eastbound side, so it is hampering people coming out of Lakewood. It's at Sheridan. Two cars involved there. Delays back past Kipling Street. In the high country, it's a mess, too. Loveland Pass is shut down for bad weather. The forecast today, patchy fog in the AM, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-teens. Overnight low will be around minus 6, and tomorrow, sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-20s, currently 3 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Next. Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that uses blown-in insulation to reduce your energy usage. Best Way Insulation was trusted with re-insulating the Governor's Mansion and will provide the same great service to AM 760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner.
No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
I think his name's Steve.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with GEICO.
But he's the second money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
'26 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ken Salazar for governor. What do you think about that? And if you like him, why do you like him? I'm really curious about this. You hear a lot of, oh, Ken Salazar's great. He's amazing. And I'm not saying he's not, wouldn't be better than Scott McGinnis and wouldn't be a strong candidate. I'm just saying it's not entirely clear to me that that should be an assumption. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. And then Mike Kaufman on our website. You can find the article. Colorado Congressman Mike Kaufman saying the healthcare system, quote unquote, works after he got a broken ankle fixed up for relatively inexpensively, somehow not realizing that when he said it works, he was saying that the single payer government sponsored healthcare system that he is in as a federal employee works. Of course, he is opposed to Congress even considering that kind of plan for the American people.
Dave, did the caller get through that asked if Mr. Kaufman used his VIP status when he checked in there? You think he was like, hey, I'm Mike Kaufman, congressman? Or you think he was just like, oh, my name is Mike Kaufman?
You know.
You think he played the VIP status to get to...
That's a good question.
Isn't that a good question?
It is a very, very good question. I can't tell from the reporting whether he did that. I mean, it's not like I would be shocked if any member of Congress does that. You tend to get treated like royalty in D.C., and then you come home and you forget that you're not necessarily royalty back home. But it is, it's an interesting thought experiment to wonder if he did. We're getting a lot of your instant messages here. Let me just read a couple of them if I can. Dave, Mike Kaufman's backpedaling sounds a lot like Richard Heaney's latest story that he was forced to admit the balloon hoax was a hoax. Kaufman's office, of course, saying that, Kaufman was just kidding. He was just being sarcastic. It's the classic Rush Limbaugh thing. Rush Limbaugh says something offensive or hypocritical, and then he says, oh, I was just kidding. A couple more instant messages here. They come right to the studio, so you can always instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Let's see a couple more here. Here's one. Ken Salazar would be a horrible candidate, and I would simply not vote for him. His policy stances when he was a senator were terrible. He sold out rural Colorado over and over again with numerous policy votes backing the telecom bills, for example. This is the one that gave the immunity to telecom companies who should have been investigated for when they handed over that information to the government in its warrantless wiretapping scandal. Salazar has shown a lack of support for higher ed and education in general. Then there is his buddy-buddy relationship with the Bush administration and Alberto Gonzalez. This is from Brent. Here's one more here. I do not want Ken Salazar to run for governor for the Democratic Party. I was glad when he was appointed Interior because he was no longer our senator. He's wishy-washy. As Pat Walk said this morning, there are a lot of good Democrats that have served in the Colorado legislature. Give us some choices. That's Murda. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
You know, I was the one that's calling about the VIP thing. I bet you dollars of donuts that within the next week or two, there will be a nice little picture hanging in that Mayo Clinic's office with Kaufman surrounded by the staff and a nice letter on congressional letterhead saying, you know, thanks for the great care. You know that, you know, they called up and said, you know, that this gentleman needs to be seen. Oh, well, yeah, we can see him in 2 to 3 weeks. Oh, no. The congressman needs to be seen sooner than that.
Well, I don't want to take that. I don't want to jump that far. I'll put it this way. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. But he went to an urgent care facility and with something that didn't sound all that complicated. I think the bigger point here is that I think he probably didn't realize what he was saying when he was touting the fact that he got decent health care.
But to suggest that because his walk through the system was professional and pleasant and he got good care means that everybody gets good care is insane.
I completely agree. And that's the other piece of this story that some other folks are focusing on as well, which is that when a congressman, and then, by the way, it's the same thing as Rush Limbaugh, right? Rush Limbaugh goes down to Hawaii, has some chest pains, then comes out and he says, I got great care, proves the American healthcare system works. Well, yeah, sure. It works for people like Rush Limbaugh who are super rich and super famous. It works for Congress people, who have elite status and who have a good, by the way, taxpayer sponsored healthcare. And them then saying, well, because it worked for me, the healthcare system in general works, is absolutely absurd. It's beyond absurd, John. You're right. It's offensive.
I can't remember my undergrad sociology well enough, but I know that there's a term that talks about, you know, if you're in a study and you know you're in a study and you know you're being observed, you're going to perform differently than you would on any other day.
Right. So if you know you're treating a Rush Limbaugh, if you know you're treating a congressman, if the healthcare system knows it, it's the reason why, you know, Zagat reviewers for restaurants can't tell anybody who they are. Or they're not supposed to because they don't want the restaurant to serve them specially.
And I worked in a hospital in Houston that catered to VIPs. They had an entire floor that is called Fondren 12, and it catered to nothing but VIPs. You got served on china and silver, and you got, you know, your choice of newspapers delivered to you every day, and the hospital rooms were like hotel suites. They were huge.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And, you know, it was a place that catered to Saudi princes and
that must have been a heck of a place, man.
It was very nice.
It must have painted, as you say, you know, John Edwards talked about it, right? The two Americas, right?
Exactly.
It must have painted the two Americas portrait pretty well. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Sure. And also, the only thing positive I've got to say about him is he's demonstrated that he can win a statewide race.
Yes.
But other than that, I really got nothing.
Yes, that is undeniable. He has demonstrated that he has won one top ticket statewide race against a Republican. That is definitely an asset that people are talking about with him. Hey, thanks for the call, man. All right, Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, wanted to discuss the, I don't have any issue necessarily with Kaufman's statement, but the statement you made that the Congress is covered by single-payer health care is what I wanted to address. Clearly, I mean, under the logic that you're using, any employer system would be considered
single-payer. No, and I addressed that earlier, and this is the issue. Is that this is a government-sponsored single-payer system. The government is the single payer. Now, you could say to me, I won't disagree with you, the government is also, in this case, the employer. But the point here is that Republicans like Mike Kaufman argue that any government involvement in health care is bad, right? They say government health care is bad. Mike Kaufman is in a government-sponsored, government single-payer system. Now, sure, the government is paying the private insurance companies who then administer the benefits. That's absolutely true. And in this case, in this instance, the government is the employer. But you can't argue that the government, anything the government touches in healthcare is bad when you yourself are in a government healthcare system that you are saying is good.
I guess I think you're twisting it a little here. This is different than you were saying last hour.
No, it's exactly what I said last hour.
Now, you've modified it a little.
No, I haven't modified it at all. I can play the tape for you. I have not modified anything I've said. No, just don't tell me that I've said something different when I haven't.
Okay. Well, I take that back then, if that upsets you. All right. If you, I'll give you, I know you like websites as sites, so the I'll give you a site here that your listeners can look up. The Physicians for National Health Program, PNHP.org. Describes what a single payer system is.
No, Joe.
A single payer system.
Joe, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop you there,
okay,
Joe. I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to cut you off there because here's the thing: Physicians for a National Healthcare Program, a great group, is the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program one form of single payer? Yes.
No.
Is it the only form of single payer?
No,
it is not the only form of single payer. That's those two statements are absolutely true. Is it the best form of single payer? I don't think it is personally. No, I don't think it is. I think the government should be the should pay directly the providers. But it's simply not true, verifiably, factually not true to say that the government is not the single payer in the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program. You can try to parse it.
Can I give you another reference?
Go ahead.
Okay. Factcheck.org, which I know you like to quote. There's this specific question in factcheck.org. What type of health insurance do members of Congress receive? Is it a single-payer government-run system? Answer. Members of Congress are covered by private insurance under the same system that covers all federal workers. Full answer. It is not a single-payer system where the government acts as the one and only health insurance company.
No, see, there you go. You changed the terms of the debate. No, you just changed it.
Facts, buddy.
You just changed it, man.
There's an easy way out of this.
You see what you said? You said where the government is not the insurer. I said the government is the single payer. The single payer. When you are a federal employee, when you choose the Blue Cross program, like I did as a federal employee, the federal government paid Blue Cross. If I chose Aetna in that plan, the government paid Aetna. You gotta listen, Joe. You gotta listen. Words don't say what you think that, what you mean. Words say what they say. Single payer. I'll say it again. Single payer. The government is the single payer in the federal plan. Is it the insurer? Does it administer your benefits? No, it doesn't. But it's the single payer. Now, you may want to listen to the voices in your head and not listen to the words being said. I guess that's your right, but don't impose your lunacy and, frankly, your idiocy on the rest of us. Thanks for the call. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Things starting to clear up. I guess you can say clear up a little bit. Conditions not as bad on some of the major highways around town, but we do have some accidents to tell you about. Northbound 225 near Colfax, delays all the way back past Parker Road. Also got a crash southbound I-25 approaching I-70. That one looks like just a single car spin out. New crash westbound I-70 near I-25 right around the mousetrap there. Also still working this crash on 6th Avenue, the eastbound side at Sheridan. And we also want to tell you about a pretty nasty intersection, Bellevue and University. That's right down the road from us here. Three crashes there. Very icy conditions as you're coming down that hill and heading towards University as you're westbound on Bellevue. Forecast today, mostly sunny but bitter cold. High of 15 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with an overnight low of minus 6. Right now, hey, Dave, we're warming up. It's 5 degrees outside. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Join the University of Denver's top-ranked Daniels College of Business at a graduate information session for working professionals Thursday, January 14th. Register and learn more about their MBA programs at daniels.du.edu.
Sunday on HBO, hold tight for a new season of Big Love.
We share a new beginning.
A new season of surprises.
We are disintegrating.
A new season of suspense.
If we keep our secret, a whole new life is ours to claim.
Big Love, the new season premieres this Sunday at 9, 8 central, only on HBO.
It'll be unorthodox, but family will always come first.
Big Love Season 3, now available on DVD and digital download.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades,
lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Money savings offer for thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair. It's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends. It's that good.
Through January 13th, get free shipping on most orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. Even if it's bulky like a closet storage system or chunky like a countertop appliance or a bathroom fixture, getting it delivered to your door will cost you exactly zero thanks to free shipping on orders of $49 or more at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
Fresh Vacations assembled 18 travel companies on hand to help plan your next cruise or land tour. Free admission, the travel marketplace. Sunday, January 10th, 11 to 2, Doubletree Denver Tech Center, I-25 and Orchard Road. Brought to you by Fresh Vacations.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $500 Skyrun vacation certificate for only $250. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm getting a lot of your instant messages here. I love this one about hopium. Hopium. When people smoke, I guess it's some substance in the media and among some activists where anything President Obama does, they say is real change and real hope you can believe in. Here's some hopium for you. This headline in the Washington Examiner, once Obama's target, lobbyist Tozin, now his pet. White House visitor logs dumped late in the week between Christmas and New Year's Eve show that Billy Tozin, the top lobbyist for the prescription drug industry and once a favorite target of Barack Obama, visited the White House at least 11 times. In Obama's first 6 months in office, the White House's open door for Tozin, whom candidate Obama attacked as the embodiment of the revolving door and the corrupt collusion between politicians and industry, further dismantles the myth of Obama as the scourge of special interests. It also bolsters the conclusion that healthcare, quote-unquote, reform, has become a boondoggle for the health industry. During the presidential primary in the spring of 2008, Obama actually ran a campaign ad aimed directly at Tozin, chief executive officer of the Pharmaceutical Researchers and Manufacturers of America, the industry's lobbying group, in the ad titled Billy, Obama attacks Tozin for being a congressman, then trading in his congressional seat for a job, a $2 million a year job as the drug industry's top lobbyist. Now the White House having him at the White House for secret meetings 11 times in the first 6 months. How does that hopium taste? smokes pretty good, huh? That's real hopium you can believe in, real change you can believe in. Right? We'll go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. What do you think about Ken Salazar running for governor here? Is that some hopium? Or do you support Ken Salazar? Do you think Ken Salazar would be good? What specifically do you like about Ken Salazar, other than the fact that he would be better, like almost any Democrat, better than 303-713-7600. Also, Kaufman, Colorado Republican, making news. He had broke his ankle, went to an urgent care facility, got inexpensive and good health care, said the system works. Of course, he is covered by a form of single-payer government-sponsored health insurance as a federal employee. Is Mike Kaufman saying that single-payer health care works? And if so, why has he been opposed to even allowing Congress to debate offering the same kind of single-payer health care benefits to the country that he himself gets as a member of Congress? If you want to call Mike Kaufman directly and get an answer from his office, 720-283-9772, 720-283-9772. We'll go back to the phones. Errol and Greeley. Errol, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Dave. How
morning.
Are you doing?
Good.
I've dealt with Ken Salazar for years on a variety of issues, and in the interest of time, I'll just pick one of those issues. I was chosen to represent all the working people in the United States by the major labor unions and the Democratic Party. I was in Congress when the Employee Free Choice Act passed, and I went to the Senate, and I testified, and I've worked with Ken Salazar. I've met with him three different times trying to get him to support the Employee Free Choice Act. I met with him in his office with Keith Oberlin's countdown crew on my tail. I met with tracking down in Washington on the street, and I begged him to co-sponsor the Employee Free Choice Act. Then I met with him in Denver at his office with all of the labor people in that area, about 30 labor people. And I was the principal speaker, and I asked him again to please co-sponsor the Employee Free Choice Act. And what he told me was that he wasn't going to offend his corporate sponsors, and that this was political nonsense, and he wasn't going to be involved.
Yeah, well, Ken Salazar took a pass on the Employee Free Choice Act, and we're getting some emails here. And just to add to this, this is from Thomas. Salazar was instrumental in giving us two conservative Supreme Court judges. I won't vote for him as governor. Salazar supported Joe Lieberman against Ned Lamont in 2006. That's a deal killer for me. Perlmutter is the best choice. That's from Randy in Inglewood.
Randy is absolutely right. Ken Salazar is a Republican with a D in front of his name. Perlmutter is a real Democrat, and he's the man we need to draft. He's the man we need to get out there. He can win this race, and we'll end up with somebody who's actually progressive in this state.
Yeah, you know what, Errol, I got to tell you something. I've been disturbed by the fact that everybody seems to be deferring to Ken Salazar. And I've been disappointed that everyone seems to be thinking that the White House should be able to pick the Democratic nominee for governor in this state. I mean, this whole nonsense that the White House has okayed Ken Salazar to run for governor of Colorado. It's not their choice. Our choice.
If you'll give me a second, I'll tell you another issue. I have an issue that is a matter of life and death. I worked with him. I brought him six banker boxes full of evidence that the corporations were murdering Americans. Absolutely, intentionally murdering. I asked him to help me. Told him who the enemy was. He went to the enemy. He did absolutely nothing to change this. He's a worthless individual when it comes to the corporations. And as a matter of fact, he's a corporate limmer. And I'm not going to mince words. He's absolutely a nightmare for the American people.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see whether he is challenged in a Democratic primary. It's going to be interesting to see whether all of this is brought back into the Colorado governor's race if he does, in fact, run. Hey, Errol, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
The only reason that I would support Salazar is because there's the possibility that with his veto power that he might be able to stop some of the really extreme wacko social legislations the Republicans try to throw in. That's it, though. I am with Errol 100%. Perlmutter would be an extremely good choice, and don't think that Sue Wendell's could not win in seven. She's ready. She could win in seven.
Well, I think, look, we heard from Pat Walk that she doesn't think that, well, I don't know if I would go on as far as say she doesn't think there won't be a primary, but she did say that regardless of whether Salazar gets in, there are a number of candidates looking at this race, and I think that, you know, I don't think you're being disloyal to the Democratic Party if you say you want there to be a contested primary and you don't want Ken Salazar simply coronated as the nominee. Hey, thanks for the call, Eric. Appreciate it. Don in Denver. Don, you're on AM 760. Don's phone is not working. We'll go to Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM 760.
Dave, I can think of one positive reason to support Ken Salazar if he becomes governor. I hope he doesn't. I think he's not going to hurt anybody in this area, but if he's a candidate, I shout him a positive quality about him. Ken Salazar is so spineless, it would be very easy for a progressive constituency to persuade him to back us up.
You know, but the problem with that is that if that's true, then why did he behave in such an anti-progressive way in many instances as a U.S. senator?
Because he was straddling the middle of the road. He was trying to.
Right, but why wouldn't he do that as governor?
Well, you know, there's a better chance for us. I mean, we're a more progressive state now than we were back in the early part of the decade.
That's a good point. And I want to be, let me be clear here. I think that if Ken Salazar ultimately is the Democratic nominee, he's a heck of a lot better than who the Republican nominee is probably going to be, Scott McGuinness. And that's absolutely true. And I just think
he's better than nothing, and he's a lot better than McGuinness.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the first question, though, which I think you're raising good points about, is, you know, a primary process, we're supposed to have a choice. And I don't think it's necessarily a good thing if there is no primary. If it's simply Ken Salazar waltzes in and everybody simply drops out and coronates him the Democratic Party nominee. This is supposed to be a small d democratic process. If the Democratic Party is going to be small d democratic, if it's going to live up to its name, there's got to be, in my estimation, some kind of contested primary. Hey, Will, thanks for the call. 9:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More after the break. Also fill you in on a little bit of local and national news. Some national news here. The Republican Party warning of a, quote-unquote, a new EPA. That's their message in opposing an independent consumer protection agency going up against Wall Street. That's right. They're saying that, it would be a terrible thing if we created a new EPA. This is how extreme that party is. Stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turks. I know, seriously.
The idiocracy of America we're living in, Dave.
Absolutely.
Got a couple of accidents to avoid. Northbound 225 near Colfax. Seeing delays there back around Parker Road. The only other accident on the highways, westbound I-70 near I-25. If you have something new, please report it to us. The trip, though, into downtown and out of downtown on 25, extremely treacherous. Another intersection to avoid, Bellevue and University. Very slick there. Three accidents in that intersection. Forecast day, patchy fog this morning. That's making way for mostly sunny skies. It's going to be cold, though. A high of about 15 degrees. Overnight low this evening, -6. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. Highs in the mid-20s. Currently, 5 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Imagine what police go through to chase down your car if it's stolen. Speeding down freeways, dodging innocent cars. Now, imagine what it's like when you have the power to tell police that OnStar can reduce the power to your car. Wouldn't you love to see the look on the thief's face when he realizes he's seconds from getting busted? Only OnStar has stolen vehicle slowdown, and it's available on select 09 and newer Chevy vehicles. Success varies with conditions. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hello? Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Good. What? Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, you didn't tell them anything, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
What?
Everything. Oh, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard Total Protection. Total Protection scans activity regarding your identity, keeping you in the know 24/7. And if anything happens, Identity Guard's $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and professional response team will help make things right. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Wait a second, Kev. What's that, Yuri? Yuri would like to come visit.
No, Yuri!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Are not eligible for the free two-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free two-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Just want to fill you in on this this story here. According to the Huffington Post, the Republicans, in trying to oppose Wall Street reform, their talking point is that creating a Consumer Financial Protection Agency, an independent Consumer Financial Protection Agency, would be gasp. Like creating a new EPA, as if the EPA is so bad. So incredible. Bob in Estes Park. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Is this talking to Bob?
Yes, I am. Hey, Bob.
I think there's thousands of people in Colorado that once they remembered the tax increase that Governor Ritter gave us, he would be terribly unpopular, and that might be one of the reasons that he used it for quitting.
Which tax increase are you speaking of?
The thousands of people that have boat trailers, RVs, trucks, and vehicles in the shop or in repair that we used to just use them once or twice a year, and then we would go down and get our license renewed for $10 penalty or nothing penalty.
Bob, I'm gonna quote Mike Rosen here of all people. We have to make choices in this state, and we have a very low income tax rate, and one of the ways we make up for having a low income tax rate is by having fees like the ones you're talking about. I think it's fairly, and you can obviously disagree with me, it can be your opinion to disagree with me, but I think you can't complain, and maybe you're not complaining, but we have a state that's in a serious budget crisis because of revenues, and I find the anti-tax crowd, the people who say all taxes are bad, to be particularly odious when our higher education system is crumbling, when our schools are crumbling, when our roads are crumbling, when we're facing a budget crisis, to continue whining and screaming and crying about taxes. It's a part and parcel of the me culture. Paul in Englewood. Paul, you're the last call of the day. You got about 30 seconds. Fire away.
If I were Ken Salazar, I think I would consider it a step down from being a cabinet secretary to being a governor. But I also want to say, God bless Peter Boyles for making all this possible, because we wouldn't have won that seat if Ritter had stayed in there.
Who wouldn't have won that seat?
The Democrats.
I don't.
Had Ritter stayed in. Ritter.
See what you're saying. See what you're saying. Well,
and Peter Boyles had a lion's share of the credit.
Well, I'm not sure I would credit Boyles for that, because I'm not necessarily sure his theories about what was going on with Bill Ritter are true. But I do think you're right. I do think that there's probably a better chance the Democrats are going to win the governor's seat, because Ritter was certainly weak for a lot of different reasons. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, tomorrow we'll be talking to Thomas Frank, among others. Tune in then. Stay warm.
You heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. ClimateMaster heat pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today, 303-424-1622, 303-424-1622, or online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN.